much about.
Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know what I love? I love Oreo cookies.
My philosophy is basically this, and this is something that I live by, and I always have, and I always will. Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone, for any reason, ever, no matter what, no matter where or who you are with, or where you are going, or where you've been, ever, for any reason whatsoever.
And now.
Now, if we have any children, please step out. This is a parental guidance moment.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Tuesday morning.
You look positively rested. You've been standing there so long.
I've been here. It's a waste of time, if you ask me.
Been here so long, I'm surprised he didn't walk back out.
I am, too. 30 seconds he's been there. And by the way, we are going to take your telephone calls for the Tuesday edition of Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. I have a dog named Atomic who is 13, and he's got the doggy Alzheimer's, and he never knows what he's doing. He forgets where he is. He forgets why he's where he is. You put him outside to pee, and he'll stand there and just look at you like, what? he doesn't even know why you're putting him outside to pee, right?
And then when you take care of him?
And then when he pees, he just turns and he just wanders off in the opposite direction. I mean, then you call him, and he sees you, and he just turns around. I mean, he's lost his mind. Well, that's Kevin in about 4 years.
No.
4 years, you're giving me that
long? We're going to have to put him out to pee.
I don't know what we're going to have to do, but this is what's going on with Kevin, and I'm so glad you brought it up that you're surprised he didn't walk out again, because now Kevin, his surroundings are not connecting with him anymore, and I'll give you a perfect example. Yeah. We're at the Weenie Roast on Saturday, and the lead singer Tom from Against Me shows up, and we go over to Kevin, and we say, hey, we're time to interview the guy from Against Me, and he stands there, and he looks, and then he turns, and he starts walking over and starts talking to people in the crowd. And we're standing up on the stage and we're waving our arms. And we're, hey, Kevin, Against Me is here. We're getting ready to do this interview. He's signing autographs. He's taking pictures with chicks.
When you say that, you mean in 3 minutes or whenever the song ends. So I've got a lifetime of work to do. You know, I got people to meet and say hi. And
Well, see, the rest of us remembered that we were taping the interviews when the artist got there because we couldn't do them live. So he was sitting there just waiting
to be
interviewed.
How'd that work out, by the way?
It was pretty hilarious.
It could have been better.
Could have been better.
That's what you
mean. I'm telling you, it's very weird because it's stressful dealing with Atomic and his issues at home, and then I come to work, and now I feel like I got to put a tether on Kevin, try to keep him in the room. Because Kevin is a guy, I think it's interesting to see what's happened here, because you're right, Kevin. You don't want to waste 30 seconds.
No.
Why would I stand here for 30 seconds to go on the radio when I could go play some Galaga out in the lobby?
I have ADD in a bad way.
I think so.
Yeah, that is true.
And it's getting much worse. I mean, I can pay attention for at least, what are we talking about? For at least 30 seconds. And then I start wandering, my eye looks around, I see something shiny. And I know that's how people joke about me, but it's so true.
I think it is. And I also think you're getting to the point where everything has to be so action-packed and fast-paced and hilarious every minute. Otherwise, it's not worth giving any time to.
Well, it's not. Well, yeah, that's partially true.
All right. It's interesting. I'm glad that we've spotted the signs early, because now it'll be interesting to watch, as you head toward Alzheimer's by 40.
Yeah, good times.
good times indeed.
Alzheimer's by 40.
It is a good bad name.
All right. It's time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call, we put you on the air, and we give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
I am guessing, I was not privy to paperwork today, but a shiny new Kevin and Bean t-shirt.
Yes,
I think
sir.
Is the prize this week for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with a quick update from our friend Dewan Amir Johnson of Los Angeles, California, who joins us on line one. I had a lot of people come up to me at the Weenie Roast over the weekend saying, tell me about Dewan. What's up with Dewan?
Dewan's awesome. What's up, Kevin and Bean? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
How are you, Dewan?
Yeah, you got my email that I sent you some videos about me. I went to San Pedro on Sunday.
Many dozens of times we got those emails. Yes, Dewan.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, too.
I saw it on YouTube. I saw you asking for white Christian girls from San Pedro. But the interesting thing about that video was that you expanded the area. You started with San Pedro, and then you said, or the Valley, or the Los Angeles area.
Well, that's always a good idea.
Right, but I'm saying, why mention Pedro then? I mean, really?
Just Southern California.
You've expanded the area in which you're willing to look for a woman.
Yeah, and I just met somebody, a guy named Juan. I think he lives out there.
Okay.
I didn't know you were looking for guys. I thought you wanted girls.
No, I think, I think he has a white female friend.
I see.
So he's working as a pimp, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Dewan, are you open for any suggestions?
For what?
Well, I was watching your video, and we know you and know that you're an awesome guy to hang out with. But I don't think you gave the ladies who might see your YouTube video any reasons that they would want to date you. In other words, there was a lot on your video about what you wanted and what your requirements were. But I think sometimes, am I right about this, Lisa, when you put up a dating video, maybe tell a little something about yourself and what you have to offer for somebody who might respond.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a good idea. I hope ladies will watch it.
Well, right. But I think Bean is suggesting that you work on it a little bit and then you put up an even better version of it and then they like that even better.
Yeah, tell the ladies what it is about you that they would like.
Uh-huh, good idea.
All right.
Yeah, because if they watch it but they don't have any reason to want to go out with you if you don't tell them what's good about you.
Oh, okay.
Because ladies are bitches.
Stop it.
My two friends still live out there, Jessica and Laura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about them a lot.
I know you have, and you should really let that go because they don't want to be friends with you right now. So you should move on and spend your time with people who do.
Give them a lot of space.
That's cool. Yes.
Give them a lot of space.
A lot of space. Like, for example, don't go to Pedro.
Maybe more space than you're currently giving them is our advice to Juan.
Yeah. So I still like them, though.
No, I know.
Yeah, no, we know that.
I hear you.
Listen, we love you, buddy, but we got to move on. But think about what we've said about the video, and then put up a new one, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling. I hope he wasn't deflated or anything by that. I just thought that was a helpful tip.
I don't think he is. I think he's super bored by everything we say.
Right.
I really
He just checks out.
He just, as soon as we start talking, it's like, bah, 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 bah. So he just checks out.
Let's try Rita, line 3. Sounds like a mishap at her place. Hey, Rita, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Good morning. I'm having a heart attack because this weekend we had a barbecue, and somebody wanted to dunk me in the pool this weekend, and my iPhone happened to be in my pocket, and I don't know what's the best way to dry out that iPhone.
Microwave.
No.
Yeah, you put it in the microwave on high, like 3 minutes.
Besides tossing it in the trash can, well, so far I've heard that if you put it in rice for a few days, it's supposed to help dry out that phone. I don't know.
That's the best solution that I have read.
Put it in what?
That's what we rice.
Rice.
It absorbs.
Yeah, 'cause it sucks the water out.
Yeah.
I've been there. Many people have been there. I lost an iPhone a couple of years ago in my dog's water dish for the exact same thing you're talking about. Bending over, just falls out into the water dish. And
did you use a blow dryer as well? Some people
I did.
I did.
I used a blow dryer as well. But the blow dryer doesn't get inside at all. That's the problem. I don't know how the rice thing
You know what gets inside? Microwave.
But mine, I don't want to discourage you because your situation may be better. Mine ended up not coming back, and I did end up having to buy another one. But I can't remember the specifics, but I think there was some sort of a deal where you were able to buy another one cheaper. You didn't have to start over and pay full price. They gave you some sort of a deal.
Also, they have that 4G coming out, so it's kind of perfect timing at the same time.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
She did it on purpose.
She wanted the new phone, so she put it in her her pants or whatever, and then said, "Oh, you want to throw me in? No, no."
And now they're going to buy me the new 4G.
Right.
Nice work.
Good thing.
Just her way to justify buying a new phone. All right, you don't need our help at all. Thank you very much.
Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Hey, party people. Good morning, Lisa, man.
Good morning.
What to do?
Is it safe to say that Lamar Odom is possibly worse than Luke Walton?
Lamar Odom is worse than...
I'm sorry, Ron Artest. Is it possible to say that Ron Artest is worse than Luke Walton?
Well, he is awfully inconsistent, if that's what you mean.
Well, I would think that 1-for-10, missing 6 threes the other night, I'm sure Walton would do a little better than that.
He is... his specialty is defense.
That's the thing.
Run our time.
And we are getting defense out of him.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to complain about his defense, so it's not like he's not making a contribution. He just shouldn't be allowed to throw the ball.
I was yelling.
The last 2 minutes of the game.
I know.
Should he be in the game?
And he tried to run out the clock. which is odd. It's when you're 10 behind, you don't want to run out the clock. Ron Artest is one of those super frustrating players where even when he makes it, I go, no, okay, good shot. Because you know if he makes a few like he did, the next game he's going to shoot he was 1 for 10 and he wouldn't stop. You gotta realize this is not your night.
Day.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point, you got to realize he's not a shooter.
Yeah, but he's great at defense, and he's crazy. Okay. You got crazy.
That's true. That's the only good thing about him.
I don't know if that helps.
Tonight, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for game 3 NBA Finals tonight. If you want to watch.
Let go.
That's not the attitude.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
Okay. America, you asked for it. Here it is.
We are going to do a Kevin and Me wake-up call.
Okay.
Which we're doing each day this week. We're going to hook up a blind date. A guy and a girl that don't know each other. They're going to go to the Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco.
All right.
How about that?
That could be great.
Yes, it could. It also might not be. We will discuss in more detail Rush Limbaugh getting married for the 4th time. And hiring Elton John to sing at his wedding for $1 million.
Not what you would expect.
By the way, I love these guys like Rush who are rich enough, and there's many of them around the world who hire huge musical acts to play their party. I love the concept of that. I would do that if I were, if I had $100 million.
Sure.
I would spend $1 million to get, and you would too, Kevin, to get Rage Against the Machine to come play your house.
In a second.
Every day.
I mean, it's so awesome that you can do that.
But if you had to sit down and say, okay, everything you know about Rush Limbaugh, now make a list of the entertainers that he would hire to play at his wedding.
It would begin and end with Toby Keith.
You're right.
I mean, Elton John wouldn't make the top 100.
No.
So it must be the new bride.
Yes, I'm sure.
Also on today's show, we are going to talk about Green Day's Rock Band. We have that for you. We're going to give you a contest, a chance to win it in the 6 o'clock hour. You win that, and you also qualify for a trip for two to Colorado to see that band.
All right.
And
just send in all of our listeners out of town. What the hell? We don't have enough listeners to afford to get them all gone.
We're not smart that way.
No.
We really are just sending people away. And you're too hot to work. Just too
hot. Thank you, Kevin. I know.
There's a woman who got fired from Citibank because she's too hot. And they would say that she wore business attire that is acceptable, but it was a little too tight and she looked a little too good in it, so no one around her could get any work done.
Well, I did see some photos, and some were absolutely appropriate business attire. And then she was in that black turtleneck with the tight black skirt, and you go, okay, on paper,
she was working it.
Yes,
she was.
We'll talk about that later, Lisa. But what do you want her to do? She's wearing a turtleneck. She's not exactly in there in a low cut blouse.
I don't think she should wear a turtleneck.
Sometimes the turtleneck is there to really, really accentuate anything.
It's like
that's
a second skin.
Anything
Come
that's
on.
Not flat.
Right.
She couldn't have looked any better than she did in that photo.
I agree.
But don't send her home to change. Send everybody else home to lose 80 pounds.
That's what I'm talking about. But we've all been there. Listen, you feel like a piece of meat.
Sure.
I understand it. Too hot to work, so we're going to talk to you in the 7 o'clock hour about that. We will take a quick break and come back. We've got the Ralph Showbiz Beat now.
Sure, we got Weezer coming up. Yeah, we're playing some Rise Against, but most importantly, Local H, ladies and gentlemen, on the horizon here on the Kevin and Beach Show. Local H, come on. That's why we're popular. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. It's Tuesday. What's going on?
Alanis Morissette got married. Congratulations, Alanis. She married Soul Eye, her fiance Soul Eye.
What?
Soul
Excuse me?
Eye is his stage name.
And we know him from?
A unknown rapper who calls himself Soul Eye.
Black guy, white guy?
White guy.
Soul Eye.
Yeah, he got married on May the 22nd. So congratulations, Alanis. Apparently, it did not rain on her wedding day.
Oh, good. Good.
But she did get a free ride when she'd already paid.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, which I think is just ironic.
That's true.
You know, she used to be engaged to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I had no idea. Bean did,
Bean did.
They were together for quite a while.
Then he dumped her in 2007 and moved on to ScarJo.
Yeah, well.
Smart move there, Ryan Reynolds.
No kidding.
Speaking of Ryan, the
couple
of Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock was so popular, they're re-teaming for yet another movie. Stars of The Proposal are now getting back together for an action comedy called Most Wanted.
Okay.
Daily Variety says the plot is being kept under wraps.
Good. That means it hasn't been written.
But Universal is looking to hire Ann Fletcher, the director of The Proposal, to re-team with the actors as well. So, more comedy from Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. Oh, I hope they play two mismatched people who are in a crazy situation and they hate each other, but by the end they fall in love and learn an important lesson about life.
That Proposal, by the way, which I couldn't see because Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Yeah.
Did it make over $300 million worldwide? Huge
monster,
hit, right?
Monster hit. Yeah.
I watched it on cable, and it was okay, which surprised me.
Yeah,
I thought it wouldn't be.
That's you, though.
You know, I actually kind of enjoyed it.
It's okay.
Yeah, really.
You know, you got
when it comes to
You know what? It was better than okay.
When it comes to vagina movies, you are the audience.
Go back her into her corner. Now she enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
It's the best movie I've ever seen.
It's on my top five.
Did they ride camels in the desert? Is that why you liked it?
Oh,
no,
that'd be great.
That would have made it so much better.
That would have put it over the top.
With high heels.
Worn Manolo Blahniks. Lindsay Lohan in the news.
Yeah.
Star Magazine reported that she was partying at Katy Perry's MTV Movie Awards after party.
And by partying?
Yes.
Just hanging out,
okay.
You know, talking to people. Well, as far as we know, we're not really sure because apparently her Scram alcohol monitoring anklet started going off and flashing uncontrollably.
Awesome.
Is that good? Does that mean good job?
Well,
thumbs up?
A source says they didn't actually see Lindsay imbibing, but it gave some people concern that lights were going off on the anklet, and they thought maybe something was happening, although they said Lindsay didn't seem fazed at all by the alarm.
Well,
no, because she was loaded.
Right.
When I'm loaded, I'm not fazed by anything either. So we'll have to wait and see if there's any fallout from that little situation. And speaking of Sandra Bullock, one of her other co-stars, Bradley Cooper. Do you know Brad's also a Philly boy, like myself?
I did not know that.
Born and raised in Philadelphia,
no.
Pennsylvania. He was, in fact, at the Phillies game last week. They brought him out to throw the first pitch, and he also had a chance to do a little batting practice with the Phils.
That'd be cool. That'd be a good part of celebrity, be able to work out with a team you'd like.
Yeah.
He showed up early, did a little batting practice with the fighting Phils, and brought his girlfriend Renee Zellweger along. According to Star Magazine, Renee hit two doubles and a single at batting practice.
Oh, stop it.
Bradley struck out five times. How mortifying is that when your girlfriend's getting a piece of it and you're just swinging in the breeze? And when they're calling you Broken Shutter.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet he made her find a separate ride home from the stadium that night.
I would be furious.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
And some casting news that is good news and maybe not so good news for me personally. But Stanley Tucci has joined the cast of the upcoming Captain America movie.
Oh.
Which is good. I like him. He's a good actor. Daily Variety says he will play the scientist that creates the secret experiment that creates Captain America.
Okay.
Steve Rogers is a scrawny 4F candidate who wants to be in the Army.
What's 4F mean?
It means you're unfit for duty.
Okay.
And he really wants to help his country during the onset of World War II, but he can't serve because he's sickly. He's a scrawny, sickly dude.
Right.
So they put him in this program where they give him this secret serum and it turns him into a super soldier, and that's how he becomes Captain America. So Stanley Tucci will be playing that scientist.
That Stanley Tucci, by the way, who's been a terrific actor for decades, has just exploded in the last couple of years in so many high-profile movies, Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's his career is hotter than it's ever been.
He's always good, too. When
he
you see him in
always
a movie,
good.
You know
yeah.
he is going to deliver. And the variety of roles he plays, from the creepy child rapist killer in
Lovely Bones
to the comedy of Devil Wears Prada or Julia and Julie and Jules.
Julia and
Jack.
He sure
Jimmy.
Does pick a lot of movies I don't want to see, though.
Well, maybe he's not worried about you when he's thinking about his career. Maybe he's, wonder what Kevin would like to see me in. What if there's one for me in Hangover 2? I mean, maybe he's just trying to work with the best people he can work with.
When does Hangover 2 start?
Shut up. And the other casting news that I'm not too thrilled about, Hollywood Reporter announces that Julia Stiles will be joining the cast of Dexter for its fifth season.
Hmm.
She's decent, no?
Yeah,
she's
I think she's
bland.
A pretty good actress.
I think she's a bad actress.
Is she the one from the Bourne movies?
Yeah, Bourne movies. See, she overacts a lot, given the opportunity. And this is the kind of material that would give her the opportunity.
Yeah.
And she's got pan face on top of it. She looks like a cartoon character where someone hit her in the face with a frying pan. And, and her face kept the shape of the frying pan once they peeled it off. She is Jerry in the Tom and Jerry cartoon. Wait, which one's the cat? Tom? She's
know.
Tom in the Tom and Jerry cartoon. Boom! He pulled off and like, wah, 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 and her face still looks like a frying pan.
Now, Ralph, you know when you go back to your computer, there's going to be a strongly worded email from that lister that you spoiled next season of Dexter also.
You are. You should say spoiler alert. I don't watch it on Showtime. I can't afford it. I got to wait for the DVDs, don't you know? The FBI!
We were talking about Dexter when? Was it like
it was a couple weeks or yeah, 3 weeks ago. After it ended?
At the end of the fourth season. It was over 6 months ago.
Took Ralph out behind the shed and beat the hell out of
what
him.
You ruined it for me.
I like that the email was just sent yesterday.
Damn.
Yes.
Like, I was watching is behind the times with this person. Too.
I was watching to us on the podcast.
That's
right.
Show real time.
No.
Right. The Usual Suspects was on TV a couple of weeks ago. My wife had never seen it. And I sat there the entire movie terrified that I was accidentally going to give away the secret. Even though the movie's been out for 20 years, the movie's been out. And I thought, I don't know if she knows. I'm not going to blow it. I'm paranoid now about spoiling things.
That's funny. All right, today's celebrity birthdays.
I was watching the Laker game on Sunday. And my wife called and said, can you come pick me up at a party? I was like, yeah, I'll pause this game. Got in the car, went over and got her. And she said, it's a shame the Lakers lost, huh?
Sharktopus! Wait a minute. What's your wife got to do with Sharktopus? Today's celebrity birthday is Jerry Stiller. Of course, was very funny on Seinfeld as George's dad.
Yeah.
He's always funny. And just an old, crotchety, yelling man.
King of Queens. He was funny on that show. And, of course, he's the dad of Ben Stiller, too. Probably where you know him best. He's 83 years old today. Comedian talk show host Joan Rivers celebrates her 77th plastic surgery today. And just also happens to be her birthday, so. Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams is 53. Oh, when Dilbert goes into the office and then that guy takes credit for the report that he wrote and then he can't find post-it notes, kill yourself.
Not a fan of that?
Why?
You don't like the Dilbert?
Why are there so many comic strips that aren't funny?
I don't know.
Let's just publish the funny ones. New rules.
But
with homage to Bill Maher. New rules. Only funny comic strips get to be put in newspapers.
So would there be any?
Maybe not. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 52 years old today. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran is 48. Actress Juliana Margulies, I don't know if you're watching The Good Wife or not.
I
but
am.
But if you are not watching that show, you're missing out on one of the best shows on television.
I don't know
you
that
are
show.
Right. It's really
it's
good.
It's really well written and brilliantly acted. Chris Noth also so great on that show. She is 43 years old. Kanye West is 33. And TV host Maria Menounos celebrates her.
Don't make that noise again, ever.
32nd birthday.
I do love her so much, although she is Celtics fan number one, Kevin.
Oh, well, she's the devil.
She's diehard.
I got to go boil my headphones now that I heard Beans make that noise.
Never,
that
ever.
That was not intentional, by the way. I couldn't stop myself when I heard her name.
It was premature vocal expression.
Exactly, yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
That's a good song, but I like all the other ones by Local H.
Sure.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 25 minutes after 6 o'clock.
While we're on the topic, where's the Local H rock band? I don't see that coming anytime soon. What's up with that? We found out yesterday when we talked to Trey Cool here on the Kevin DeBean Show that there's the Beatles. They have their own rock band. And now, as of today, there's Green Day. And that's it. That's the company that they are in. And we're going to give away a Rock Band prize package for you right now. It's a copy of Green Day Rock Band. Also, you qualify to see Green Day in Denver, Colorado, and an autographed guitar. Also in your prize package, by the way, I think there's also some Trey Cool drumsticks, a Rock Band guitar strap, and t-shirt, too. So we're looking for Green Day fans right now, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, what's the game this time?
Well, it's called String Day, and here's why. That for every successful band, they do really crappy, like, orchestra versions of the song.
Right.
It's always bad.
And that would be for what reason?
I don't know. But, you know, you go to Amazon.com or something and search for strings, and any band you like, there's, like, a quartet of violins playing the song. They're terrible.
And then you hear them in an elevator one day and you think, isn't that?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play you the string version of it, and then you have to give us the Green Day song title.
And now join us as the Kevin and Bean String Quartet transforms Green Day into String Day. Simply identify the Green Day songs and you can win Rock Band Green Day.
We couldn't do better than String Day. That's the title, really.
Yeah. And listen, right. We had a lot worse.
Let's take them in order, starting with Armando on line one. If you are able to identify the Green Day song that is being murdered by a string quartet, Lisa will put you in the drawing to win Green Day Rock Band and be qualified for the trip to see the band in Colorado. Hey, Armando, you ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's all up? Right. Unfortunately, we're not able to play these twice for you, so you get one time. Everybody on hold, you get one time. That's all you get, and then you have to name the song. But it is narrowed down for you that they are Green Day songs. Here's your song. Right. What's that song?
Couldn't be easier, Armando. That's, what title is that?
Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
That's there exactly you go. Right. I hope you had the time
of your life. By the way, had he not gotten that, he could no longer claim to be a Green Day fan.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
He would have had to take his life.
Ben, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome to the program. Ready to play?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. Here's your Green Day song, Done Poorly by Strings. Why don't we just play the whole song?
All right, Ben, what is it?
Is that Holiday?
You are a bad person. Yeah. Hang on the phone right now.
That was also easy, dude.
I actually wrote
Boulevard
your name
of broken
down.
Because
I just knew you were going to get it.
Lisa
now
wrote
ripping it up.
Down Ben, because it was so simple. All right.
He's a student at UCI, by the way. Those anteaters aren't worth a damn. Let's try George, line three. Hey, George, don't make the mistake the last caller did. Get it right. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here you go. Right.
Yeah, that's American Idiot.
Yeah. Nicely done.
I have a question, a mid-game question here. If the Green Day versions of these songs still exist, why would there be a need to listen to American Idiot done by a string quartet?
I really don't know, except for, like, Workplace, maybe?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they are great tunes.
Yes.
Yeah,
not everybody likes the hard stuff.
But like that song, for example, that's not a hard song.
No,
neither is
really.
Time of Your Life. I mean, you could play
those are beautiful in
a workplace.
I know.
All right, we got time for a couple more. Let's try Ashley, line four. Hey, Ashley, how have you been doing playing along on the phone so far?
This is easy. I've been listening to Green Day like my whole life.
Okay.
Okay.
Where it says what she does for a living, it just says politics.
Yeah, I work in politics.
Odd. All right. Here's your String Day.
I've been listening to Green Day my whole life. Oh, it's so easy.
Oh, come on. Really?
Everyone else sucks.
It's on that American Idiot CD that nobody listens to.
Not asking for the CD. Asking for the song title.
Hold on.
Oh, it couldn't be any easier. Everyone else sucks.
All right, you got about 3 seconds left here, Ashley.
Oh, come on. It's on American Idiot. I know that. It was a terrible...
Yeah, that was Holiday. That was.
Holiday was the song we're looking for. All right, one more. Diana, line five. Hey, yeah, Diana, don't be like Ashley. Don't don't talk smack and then lose, okay?
All right, I think this one is relatively easy as well. Here you go. That's all I'm going to give you. We have another 40 seconds, but if you don't get it with that, then you don't deserve it.
What do you think, Diana?
I think Wake Me Up When September Ends.
That's
correct. There you go. Well done. Yeah. Wake me up when September ends. All right. We got Armando, George, and Diana all in the drawing. Who wins Green Day Rock Band available in stores today, Lisa May?
George is our winner.
Yay! George. Remember when Lisa May used to pick people that weren't finalists? That was great. Remember that time? Those were the good days.
It was confusing.
Hey, George.
What's up? Yeah!
Nicely done.
Thank you.
You got the Green Day Rock Band. You're qualified for the trip to Colorado. Thank you for playing String Day.
That was the Kevin and Bean String Quartet playing for you String Day.
Oasis coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show and the newly formed and red hot Stone Temple Pilots. Man, they were great at the Weenie Roast over the weekend, weren't they? And their new song is called Between the Lines. That is coming up. So Kevin has often asked the question on this program, and I got to agree with him on this one. If you've already been married and divorced three times, what makes you think rushing down the aisle for number four is the way to go? Where's that sense of optimism come from?
Yeah, where do you get the confidence that you've already failed three times, so I'm going to get married a fourth time? Rush Limbaugh is the latest one. According to the Vanity Fair article that we're reading, the first three words of the article are whale-like radio performer Rush Limbaugh tied the knot. And apparently part of the story is that he hired Elton John to perform for $1 million at his wedding.
That's bizarre.
Now, that surprises a lot of people because they seem like they would agree on nothing, except apparently Elton John getting $1 million check. That they both agree on. So we thought, well, let's find out what happened with El Rushbo at the wedding over the weekend to his hot, young, blonde wife. And we've got him on the phone with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Mr. Limbaugh. How are you, sir?
I am very well, my friends. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Congratulations on the wedding, and I'm sorry to interrupt your honeymoon here, but it's awesome that you get a chance to talk to us.
Well, actually, I could use the break, because I'm having so much sex, my friends, that actually I was dehydrated. Well, give me a chance to get some liquid refreshment and talk to you fine fellows.
So you are 59. Are you able to keep up with your hot 33-year-old wife?
I believe the question is, can she keep up with me?
Well, that wasn't the question.
People are asking, because I am known as a sexual dynamo. And it's hard to believe that a woman of her caliber could keep up with my sexual appetites. But I believe she's going to have to try.
Sounds like you might be exaggerating. Now, how are you two politically? Is she equally as conservative as you are? Do you have that in common? Or is this one of those?
Of course she is.
Oh, she is. Okay.
She's a right-thinking American. Of course, she believes in the things that I believe in. Because, as we know, I believe in what's right.
Right, sure. That's right. There are a lot of quotes that are in this article from you about AIDS and AIDS-related topics where you say it's overhyped and...
Absolutely. I think like three people have AIDS.
Right, okay. So to us, it was odd that you hired an openly gay entertainer like Elton John.
Well, it's true. I do not care for the gays.
Right.
I'm not familiar with Mr. John's work.
Oh, you're not?
I do not own any of his records.
Well, how do you not know of
Personally,
him?
I wanted to have Rascal Flatts perform at the wedding. Or Tim McGraw or Toby Keith.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we could stick an American boot up a foreigner's ass together.
That's what you're famous for.
But my lovely wife, Catherine, she is a huge Elton John fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she wanted that, and whatever my little girl wants, she gets.
I see.
And so I hired this flamboyantly gay homosexual to come into my home, which shows how open I can be, and he performed at the ceremony.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know his work. I am not familiar with his songs.
Mm. Okay. What did you think about the performance when he played at the reception then?
I was not horrified.
You were not horrified?
Which is more than I expected to be.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
And everyone there seemed to think he did a fine job. As I mentioned, I wouldn't have anything to compare it to, but apparently his music went over quite well at the ceremony.
He's been a successful recording artist for like 40 years.
You have to have known some of the songs.
I do not like to partake in homosexual propaganda.
Well, that's not. It's just him singing.
I think the odds are great that if I were to listen to his music, I would instantly become a sodomite.
Yeah, that's that isn't how it works at all.
Or is it?
Well, it isn't.
I believe it is.
Okay.
I have scientific proof that actually backs that up.
You don't have that.
I don't have it at my fingertips.
Right.
But it's out there.
It's not out
somewhere.
There anywhere.
It's in the EIB library.
Would you
maybe,
like to
perhaps.
Hear some of the music from the ceremony? We recorded it.
Oh,
you're kidding.
Elton John?
Really?
Yeah,
my wife wanted to have a memory of it, so we actually put it down on a CD.
Oh, that's
great.
And
I don't know his music, but maybe you can listen to it and tell me how you think he did.
Okay, all right.
Apparently early on in the evening, he did apparently this is one of his biggest hits. I'm not familiar with it, but everyone at the event seemed to think it was quite entertaining.
Okay.
Don't come closer, fat broadcaster. Your hateful tone pollutes the airwaves.
Yeah, that is one of his biggest hits.
Yep. I don't know. I thought the lyrics were odd. But apparently, he seemed to enjoy playing it.
Yeah, you're just not used to them. Those are the lyrics.
How about this one? I don't know. Apparently, this is from The Lion King. I don't know about this one either. Too much.
Is the movie okay?
Did you do some drugs tonight? You are fat, ugly, and gross.
Yeah, that's...
I saw you take a bunch of OxyContin. And I hope you overdose.
So So we were wrong, and Elton John was the perfect choice to play your reception, apparently.
So some of those lyrics were coincidental, but I was assured by Mr. John that that song was released years before he ever met me.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, it has nothing to do with you.
This was the last one he did, and I actually knew a little bit of this song. I remember when Princess Diana passed.
Right.
He did this Candle in the Wind song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular. Yeah.
And it seems to me you lived your life like an asshole with a mic, spewing lots of garbage that I didn't like. And I would have liked to tell you that you're a big fat fake. And when you weren't looking, I peed on your wedding cake.
How ironic that he would write a song about a wedding.
Yeah,
and he was performing at my wedding.
Yeah, and he wrote that a long, long time ago.
Everyone at the party seemed to think he did a great job.
Yeah,
hell of a reception. Thanks, Rush. Nice. Hey, it's Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to that bank employee in New York who says she was fired because she's just too darn good looking. She's so hot that guys can't work around her. And if you have not yet seen her pictures or read her story, go to kevinandbean.com right now and check it out. There's pictures and video up there. And we will discuss coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll ask for your calls as well. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
You know, sometimes when pundits or religious or political figures talk about how things aren't in step with American values and how, you know, people are being led astray by certain other groups.
Right.
It always cracks me up, especially when it comes to pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we get just what we deserve when it comes to pornography. And there's a great study that comes out today from onlinebma.com. They did a in-depth study on our porn habits as a nation.
Okay.
And it turns out the number of regular visits to porn sites in America... 40 million people.
40 million?
Yeah.
Regularly visit.
Regularly visit.
Is that daily or a year? Or?
I don't know how they define
it's
regular
daily.
Visits.
I guarantee it's daily.
There are people with a regular, and these aren't just curiosity seekers. This is people with a regular appetite for porn. 40 million
this
people.
This is like Psycho Mike.
That is our culture then. We're, you know, pornography is an anti-American culture. That's our culture. Yeah. We love it, right?
Right.
12% of all websites in America are porn. 12%.
It's not high enough. For my taste.
$3,000.
Have you been through them all?
$3,000 is being spent on pornography online every second.
Wow. Who's paying for it these days, Ralph?
Yeah, I know. Average internet porn revenues in the U.S.?
Yes.
$2.8 billion.
That is a big business.
The average length of an office porn visit when you're checking it at work? 6 minutes, 29 seconds. That should just about get it done.
and that number varies wildly depending on whether you have a lock on your office door or not.
Yeah. Most popular day of the year in America for viewing porn online? Thanksgiving.
What?
That's the biggest flow.
People are
That's
thankful for
They're
that.
Thankful for their penises. And the most popular day of the week is Sunday, by the way, if you want to know when people are checking out the porn. So I just thought that was fascinating.
Because that is interesting.
That's our culture.
Right.
You know, people love porn. Let's all accept it. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace our porn, shall we? Celebrity news today. Nick Jonas in the news. Star Magazine reports that he is quite the playa. He is not only dating co-star from the Jonas TV show, Nicole Anderson, when he's in Los Angeles filming, but he's also dating So You Think You Can Dance contestant Courtney Galliano when he's in New York. Nick Jonas... Not having sex with two women at the same time? How does he do it? How does he pull it off? Juggling two women that he's not having sex with. Don't they get jealous about the celibacy he's sharing with the other one?
I guess that's how you can date several women if you're not having sex with anyone.
Yeah.
Tremendous a-hole. Charlie Sheen is screwed.
Why?
His sentencing for his assault case has been postponed until July. This is as of yesterday, because the two sides, his team of lawyers and the prosecutors, are still trying to hammer out the agreement.
I thought it was done and he could go during the day. And
the
he
initial
the
agreement, the overall sort of the sentencing was done, but the actual details of the plea are still remaining to be settled. And so everything's getting pushed back until July the 12th, which now means his jail sentence is going to cut into production of Two and a Half Men.
Uh-oh. Ouch.
So that's bad news for Charlie and everyone else involved with that show. They have to go back to work in early August to get ready with new episodes for the fall season, and that looks like it's going to be postponed as well. So,
wow.
Well, he's only the highest paid actor on television.
That's a lot of people.
I expect him to show up to work.
It's a lot of people that are affected by that.
Not everybody is as conscientious as Kiefer Sutherland, who goes, you know, takes his jail time at Christmas so that he doesn't screw up his show.
Yeah. How great is he?
I want you to answer my question.
They should take that to people's court. It'd be good.
That's what they should do?
Yeah.
Judge Judy should officiate. I'll tell you, a lot of celebrities are still boycotting Arizona regarding that immigration law they got going on there. And it hasn't really affected their stand in Arizona one way or the other. However, this one may push them over the edge. They may have to think twice.
This performer? Yeah. This act, yeah.
It was announced yesterday that Hall & Oates will not be performing after an Arizona Diamondbacks game.
What?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
No, they've canceled.
It's they
said,
on.
No, forget it. We're not... We can't go for that, they said.
Did they have a follow-up?
We're not going to play that date. We are issuing a statement, and they are said, we are standing in solidarity with the music community's boycott of this state because of its recently passed immigration law. And Arizona went, eh. So, no big loss there.
Oates, by the way, looks vaguely foreign anyway.
Maybe
there
was
some danger of him being deported.
He's on a no-fly list, just on general principles.
And that mustache. Come on, bring it into the 21st century, John.
Yeah, he could pack explosives in that stash.
What's happening with those guys? When were they popular? Like 70s?
Yeah. They're still popular, dude.
Are they still in the early 80s?
They still sell out on the road everywhere they go.
They're, no, they don't.
They don't.
Not
they
if they're
do.
Playing.
They do.
They're playing the after Diamondbacks circuit.
Hey, that's
you have to
a
go
good
to a
gig.
Baseball game to see them no, afterwards. But how many people are sticking around for the Hall & Oates concert, by the way?
That's a good gig, but I'm telling you, they're on tour, and they are selling out good-sized rooms. They are still
stop
very
it.
Popular. There's
Just
a tremendous,
stop it.
There's a
stop
tremendous
it.
Nostalgia in this country. You know
stop
that, guys.
It.
Yeah, but not
Look,
for Hall & Oates.
Yeah, but they're not selling out stadiums.
I didn't say that. I said they're selling out good-sized venues
good
on the road.
It's good-sized.
I don't know how
I'm
they continue to do it at their age.
Six, 7,000, that size?
Where they played the last time they came through L.A., I don't remember.
I guarantee you, at the Canyon Club.
Yeah.
That's where they were playing.
You don't know, man.
They were playing Dupars.
And they,
they were in a booth in the back, acoustically, and you could go by and have some pie and listen to Sarah smile.
Kevin, what do you do when your favorite band of all time, Rage Against the Machine, urges people to boycott your home state of Arizona? How do you reconcile that in your head?
Kevin's been boycotting Arizona for years.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
he doesn't go back since he moved, I guess.
Right. All right, today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Jerry Stiller is 83 years old today. Comedian Joan Rivers is 77 years old. Keenan Ivory Wayans of the seemingly endless Wayans family is 52 years old today. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran is 48. Juliana Margulies is 43 years old today. Kanye West celebrates his 33rd birthday. And Maria Menounos. We asked you not to make that sound, didn't we, last time?
I can't stop it.
I'll just stop announcing her birthday. How about that?
Yes,
no,
please.
Because I want to hear her name. I want to hear her name.
Be still, my beating balls.
I love her so much.
Ralph, we don't have time for this now, but we will have to handle it at a later time. Bean believes that he has a Twitter relationship with her.
Oh, man.
Yes.
See, here's the problem with Twitter. It feeds into the darkest fantasies of these stalker-type people.
Right.
That they're actually having contact from their favorite celebrities.
We have exchanged tweets. Right. I'm telling you, she knows the show. She knows who I am. She knows that I love her.
Right.
And when I'm trying to get her on, I'm trying to get her to come on the show.
Stop it. Oh, she knows the show. If she knows the show, the odds of her coming out are very slim. She's 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That band, of course, Stone Temple Pilots, played the K-Rock Weenie Roast. And Dave the King of Mexico is not, he's not speedy.
Despite being Mexican?
He doesn't work at a fast rate. So he just put up a bunch of photos from the Weenie Roast.
About 20 minutes ago.
Just put up a gallery of photos. Sounds including.
By the way, his gallery of photos is essentially his day of stalking Haley from Paramore. That's what he did all day on Saturday. So those are the pictures that you're going to see is how close he can get to the band.
7,000 pictures of Helly, as he says.
It's, Helly, a world famous,
it's a world famous K-Rock at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We tell you all the time to go to kevinandbean.com, and one of the reasons is we put new stuff up there all day, every day. Pictures and audio and links to stories, the internet roundup and everything else, and the podcast from the Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of reasons to go, particularly today,
because we have a link to the original Village Voice story that came out last week about this chick who says she was fired by Citibank for being too hot, too distracting to her male colleagues. And this is a fascinating story because on the one hand, I look at her and I go, I couldn't get anything done if she were working in my office.
She is way hot.
She's way hot.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I think, get over yourself. There are lots of attracted women who are able to keep jobs and not disrupt the workplace. Maybe it's something you're doing.
That's what I think. Because I think, Bean's right. There are a lot of super hot girls, but they're not as disruptive. She's got to be disruptive.
She's working it a little bit.
Yeah. Here's part of the news story.
Citibank has no problem with women being sexy. 33-year-old Deborah Lee Lorenzana is suing the bank, though, saying her bosses banned her from wearing sexy outfits because she was too distracting in the workplace.
All right. So now they go to her and they say, what are the things that you're not allowed to wear?
Mm-hmm. They pulled me aside to tell me I cannot wear pencil skirts. I cannot wear turtlenecks.
I'm sorry, what?
I like turtles.
Did she say turtleneck?
Where's she from, Bean?
I'm like Columbia or someplace.
Oh, all right.
I cannot wear turtlenecks. I cannot wear business suits that were fitted.
Citibank did issue a statement saying, we believe this lawsuit is without merit. Citi is committed to fostering a culture of inclusion and providing a respectful environment in the workplace.
So then she went on the Today Show and they asked her, you know, why are you suing? What's the point of suing? Mm-hmm. She did get fired eventually from Citibank, right? So she says this.
Enough is enough. I've been my whole entire life going through this type of harassment. And I have gone the other way where you stay quiet, you just leave, get a better job. And it continues to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's a point that you say, I don't want to go through this anymore. So now I try something different.
And that's suing.
Oh, she's so hot. She's so hot.
She is pretty hot.
She is. We've seen photos. She's
don't say
really
but. If
pretty.
I hear the word but coming out of your mouth after she's so
and
hot.
And I think she's nice. Pushing the envelope.
Yeah, she's got to be trouble,
time.
Right? A. And B, let me just tell you this. There's not a lot of people out there getting new jobs and getting new jobs. You
and
should try getting
jobs, by the way.
You should try getting a new job when you're ugly.
Yes.
Much harder.
That's an excellent point. But here's the thing, and this is why I want people to go to KevinBean.com. And then I think we're going to try to take some calls from people who have had similar problems where they have trouble with keeping a job, for instance, because they're too attractive. Because she can't be the only one if it's happening to her. But I also have never heard of it before. So I'm torn on this one. So call us if this has happened to you.
Or where people are told you need to dress differently.
But see, that's what's different about this story. And I've seen a lot of those stories where they say, look, you can't come to work wearing a tank top with no bra because
right.
that's clearly
of
inappropriate.
Course.
That's not what this
she
woman
isn't.
Is doing. She is wearing very nice high-end business attire. It is form flattering, though. I mean, there's no question she has a terrific figure, and it definitely shows that off. But she's not out there flaunting it with a bunch of low-cut stuff or a bunch of mini skirts or anything like that, or high heels with, you know, stockings and a little Catholic girl skirt.
But
she's not dressing like that.
Neck, if you saw her in the turtleneck.
That's true. The
turtleneck.
I cannot wear turtlenecks.
It is seriously like a second skin. Come on.
What I mean.
And women who are really busty tend not to wear those because it just... I mean, it's worse than having something cut down to your belly button.
You're
almost.
Too hot for work. That's what you found out. Remember, was it The Bachelor?
Yes.
Remember her? This
oh,
is a,
it's happened to her whole life.
This is a clip from her.
Like, I'm such a sweet girl. Like, and I'm such a good catch. And, like, people think, like, I'm surfacey or whatever. But I think when it comes down to it, just, like, the truth is that, like, yeah, you know, people are mean to me, you know, sometimes when because of the way I look, you know, and I mean it sounds like so stupid, but like people hate me because I'm beautiful, you know, like and that is sounds so horrible, you know, but like that is like a real thing, you know, and it's a curse as much as it is a blessing to be pretty. I mean, like, no matter what, like, there is a huge like prejudice and racist, and when it comes down to it, like,
yeah.
that's why
all right.
you know, this didn't work out,
yeah.
you know, it just because like if I would have just been a little uglier and a little less noticeable. You know, really sad.
All right, you don't have to be as hateable as her.
Oh.
I hate her so much because she's stupid and clueless. But my girlfriend, Deborah Lee, the too hot to work at Citibank chick, she's a delight.
Yeah, how do you know that?
You don't know that.
I like turtles.
All right, real quick.
Turtlenecks.
Let's take Mindy real quick. And you'd work turtle
say
into
turtle
every
necks.
Conversation. Yes. You could, right?
Hey, just say it.
We want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you sympathize with Deborah Lee, if you have had problems because you are too attractive, too distracting to other people, it doesn't work out for you. You sometimes wish you were a little homelier. We want to hear from you. And I think that's why Mindy is calling on line one. Hi, Mindy. Thanks for hanging on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, actually, no, the reason why I was calling is because I understand what she's saying, especially, I mean, I haven't seen her pictures, but I would assume that she probably is really hot.
She's pretty hot, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, I'm not saying I'm the hottest girl, but I'm definitely, you know, more attractive.
Right.
But in my particular case, I have had that situation happen where, to be honest, a lot of it does have to do with what you wear. And I know that they're saying that she might dress appropriately, but there's different ways to dress appropriately where you still know you're looking pretty sexy for the day.
So right. did you used to sex it up when you worked because
well,
you knew that?
I think, well, okay, in my particular case, I'm a lighting designer, so I generally deal with a lot of engineers and men.
Right.
So I think that, for, you know, if I'm going on a certain business meeting, I might, you know, purposely wear something a little bit tighter even though it's appropriate.
Nice, good,
okay.
I know what you're saying.
By the way, we applaud that, but go ahead.
But in my particular case, I did notice that there was a particular company that I worked for that were family-owned businesses, and, you know, they might be a little concerned about, you know, working with me on a particular project because they might have to go on a business trip alone with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
oh, I see.
Once I got married, everything in my life kind of changed, to be honest. Like, because once they hear that you're married, and the, you know, or hear that you have a kid or anything, then all of a sudden they go, oh, okay.
So now you're,
so
not,
you're, not, you're not a threat.
You're not threatening, right?
But you know
yeah,
what's
right.
you know what's
technically might be wearing the same outfits and look exactly the same. It's
right.
Just that, you know, that they feel a little bit more comfortable about maybe going on a business trip.
I'd like to point out, we're not saying here, hey, hot chicks, stop dressing hot. We're not saying that. I want to make sure that that's clear.
Right. Which is why I was just kind of trying to back up her side. But not really. I don't think in any
I would like to back up her side. I'll tell you that.
All they have to point out is that she was wearing something that was that they might find too attractive. Right.
Where, Mindy, let me ask your opinion. Woman, if you ever even take a breath, let me get a question here, Mindy. Deborah Lee, the woman who's too hot to work at Citibank, she said that the people that she works for want her to look like everyone else and gain 50 to 80 pounds so that she blends into the office.
Her today, or how, you know, her breasts were like, you know, maybe showing a little bit, a little bit lower. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's still talking. All right, Mindy, thanks very much. Great, great chat. Okay.
Hey.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
Good point. Thanks, Mindy.
Okay, we're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. You're too hot for work, or...
I like turtles.
You like turtles. Either way, we'll take your calls when we get back on the Kevin and Bean.
I cannot wear pencil skirts. I cannot wear business suits. I cannot wear turtlenecks.
I love her so much. Deborah Lee Lorenzana is who we're talking about here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can go to kevinandbean.com right now and see the pictures and the video of the woman who claims she was fired because she's too good looking. Here's what the New York Post said. The sexy single mom pointed out to her bosses that other female colleagues wore similar professional attire and that some dressed far more provocatively. But her supervisor shot back that those women didn't have to worry about turning them on as their general unattractiveness rendered moot their sartorial choices, unlike the plaintiff.
She told the Daily News, I can't help it that I have curves, and I'm not going to go eat and gain 50 or 100 pounds because my job wants me to be the same size as everyone else.
I not only support her, I demand that she start doing traffic on the Kevin and Bean Show next week.
She's hateable, dude. She's hateable.
I think so, too.
Let's talk to Claire, who's been there. She's on line 8. We're talking about being too hot to work, trouble at work because of your attractiveness. Claire, thank you for hanging on. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Good. Okay, so I was about 17, and I was working as a lifeguard at a pool, and I guess you could say I was kind of a late bloomer, and so the next winter, like going into my 18th birthday, I kind of developed and...
kept
developing?
Developing, yes. And so the following summer, they basically told me that I could no longer work at that pool unless I wore one of those, like, rash guard tops and, like...
So you couldn't wear a bikini. You couldn't even wear a one-piece swimsuit?
Yeah. Those are not flattering to begin with.
Right.
And it's not like those really show off your body. Like, the lifeguard suits are, I don't know, they're just gross. And, yeah, they wouldn't let me work there unless I wore...
Kids and families at the pool?
It's hard for us to make any kind of decision without photos.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, Lisa?
Yeah, I do.
You're with me
I
on
totally
that.
I totally do.
Well,
I
mean, Claire, was the problem that too many people were faking drowning to get you to jump into the pool? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I'm more mouth-to-mouth that summer than I ever
And that's got to be weird because it's not like you're doing anything wrong. It's not, I mean,
it's
really,
the uniform,
you're just dressing like everybody else dressed, but somehow you get singled out because your boobs are too big, right?
See, that's the thing that's different. It's not like I was wearing turtlenecks that were, you know.
You mean turtlenecks?
Yeah.
I can wear turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks. All right, outstanding. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Tamara on line four.
See, now, in her case, I would say, you know, totally understandable.
Yeah.
Not her fault at all.
Not her fault.
Right.
I agree.
Right. All right. Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
I am very fortunate. I actually own my own business, so I can lose my clients or I can take on clients. But in the beginning, I would lose clients. I would sit there in front of an auditor. I am a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have an auditor look at me and wouldn't be able to concentrate on the numbers.
But isn't that good? Because then they don't audit you properly, and then you're a secret weapon for the company.
Exactly. But the problem is, once the company was having issues with not being able to get those auditors to stay in front of me or to take me seriously,
yeah,
I was go. But with other clients, I've actually had them actually say, there's just no way. They've called me up after meeting me saying, yeah, let's do this, let's start. And then I'll get a phone call 2 hours later saying, you know what? Really, I can't do it. I have a hard time concentrating, and I really don't think my wife would appreciate it.
That's the key. I was just going to ask. This has to be a thing where the dude says, you're hired. And then the wife says, oh, no, she's not. And then the dude goes back and goes, I can't.
Tamara, have you done anything to sort of play down your appearance?
Oh, yes. I've actually, this is interesting. I actually had a client who asked me, whatever you do, don't wear a skirt or a dress on Tuesdays when my wife is here.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I came in sweats, a ratty T-shirt,
yeah,
my hair slicked back, glasses on, and she still was like, uh-uh.
It's hard that's for hilarious. Us to know without photos.
No.
I'm just saying.
It's happening.
Oh, right.
Kevin
thank you very
pictures.
Much for the call. I got a beetle haircut and gained 40 pounds just so I wouldn't have the problem of being too attractive.
And you know what?
People.
It worked.
I don't blame either of those last two girls. I don't think that was their fault.
No, they seem okay.
They seem like they realize it's a problem, and then
they try not to
accordingly.
Yeah, exactly.
And what a tiny, tiny problem compared to the people who are ugly and the problems that they have in the workforce. By the way,
that's
all
true.
Right, one more. I know we may not have time for Drew, but we have to talk to a guy who says he was so attracted that he had trouble keeping a job. Drew, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your story, liar?
Actually, I used to work at Hollister and Abercrombie as a stocker manager, and during the summer, they like to have male models in front of the stores, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Abercrombie is famous for that, right?
Look at the clothes. So, basically, you know, they approach me and say, hey, would you do this? I was, no problem. So, basically, I get put out front, and, you know, I get several pictures a day, you know, or so like that, and then it's just...
Oh, with the language.
Manager.
All right, they came up with some BS reason to fire you, yes.
But I was buddy with a manager, and he told me afterwards it was because the district manager said I was too much of a problem and people were focusing on me and not on the clothes.
But any way to get people's attention is good.
Abercrombie and Fitch hire only good-looking model-like guys.
And half the time, those big posters they have in the store, they're not wearing anything, hardly.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got something very special. Two very special things going on for you this week on the Kevin and Bean Show. One is we're giving away every day copies of the Green Day Rock Band. Give you a chance to go see that band in Colorado. We've done that already today. Now, thanks to our friends at Axe Rise Morning Shower Gel, we are sending Kevin and Bean listeners together on a blind date to great music festivals all over the country. Today, up for grabs, the Outside Lands Festival, with performances from Kings of Leon, The Strokes, Wolfmother, Phoenix, Social D, and more. You're going with somebody you don't even know, guys. How cool is that?
That's exciting.
It can be cool. Yeah. Now, we've heard the intro. Do we want to play it again?
Hell yeah.
You think so? All right, here we go.
I'll wake you up, and then you'll go. You will go see a rock and roll, a show. I'll wake you up, and then you'll go. But you don't have to go a solo. I'll wake you up, and then you'll go.
It's time for Kevin.
Show
show.
So a solo.
Omar is proud of that, isn't he? All right, let's meet today's bachelor. It is Attila, who joins us on the Super Secret Red Line. Hi, Attila. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good. You are 27 years old. You're obviously single. Thank you for entering at kevinandbean.com. You say that in a room full of sweet and nice girls, you can always pick out the crazy bitch. That's quite a talent that you have.
Nice.
I know. It's served me pretty well so far.
Oh, you're like a magnet. You're like a lightning rod.
Apparently so.
I'm sorry, Attila.
All right, well, we are going to meet the three bachelorettes who are on the phone, and Ralph will have a dating game style question for them. You listen very closely as we interview and explore each contestant, and then you decide who you're taking to San Francisco, courtesy of Axe, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, let's hang on. Let's start with contestant number one, which I guess is going to be Rachel on
the blue line. The blue line.
Blue line, okay. Blue line, yeah.
Good morning.
Hi there. Got a lot of phone lines going here. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
All right. You are 27. You say, why you need help with a hookup? Have you seen what most men in L.A. are like? Please explain.
Well, I'm originally from the South, and I recently moved here from Dallas, Texas. So I'm having a little trouble getting used to the L.A. guys who perhaps spend more time getting ready than a man should.
Sure.
they're not well-groomed enough for you?
No, they spend too much time in front of the mirror.
Grooming.
More than her.
Too much. I got you.
If the guys...
Ed Hardy thing, it's a little lost on me.
You're not into that?
Yeah.
Well, we accept your score on that one. All right. Very good. Here's your question from Ralph. And, of course, the Bachelor Attila is listing on the other line. So good luck to you.
All right, Rachel, you find a genie in a bottle. You rub it the right way. And you get one wish. If you could wish for anything in the world, what would that one wish be?
It's going to sound cheesy, but I would wish to be happy because that would encompass everything else, which would mean successful, wealthy.
Your base is covered with happy.
Very clever use of your wish.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you wish for like a lot of money, then you might be miserable and get cancer or something.
Can you wish for endless wishes?
No.
Can that be your wish?
You're such a cheater.
I'm just saying.
He's a genie cheater. You're absolutely right, Rachel.
Look at Kevin, who gets the opportunity of a lifetime, and he's trying to figure out a way to game the system. He can't just accept the best thing in the world has just happened to him.
I hope the genie would kick you right in the nads.
Take it easy, people. All right.
All right, Rachel. Excellent answer. Thank you. Let's meet Jacqueline. She is bachelorette number two. She is on line seven here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jacqueline,
hey,
how are you?
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning. Good morning, Attila.
Good morning.
She's working it.
All right. Let me see. Jacqueline, you are 27 years old, and what's your situation? What's the deal? Why do you think you're single?
Single and living by the beach. It's like post-college frat town down here.
That's true.
That seems good to me.
I'm going to say it's not fun, but occasionally, you know, you don't want to go out on a date with a guy that still lives with his parents.
You want something a little more, huh?
So living with parents, that's not a positive in the guy category.
Yeah.
Hey, Attila, do you live with live with your parents?
I'm listening.
Do you live with your parents?
All right. No, and it's just also not a very good quality in a girl either.
What, living with her parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if my parents called me Attila, I wouldn't live with them either.
All right, let's see what Jacqueline's question is.
Jacqueline, your house is on fire. The firemen say there's time enough for you to run back inside and grab one item that you own.
Vibrator!
What would you save?
My cell phone.
Your cell phone.
Because you can't get another one of those when the house burns down.
All your phone numbers are in it.
It vibrates, it has all my numbers and all my pictures.
It vibrates.
That's what matters, it vibrates.
And I can connect to the internet.
It's got everything.
Oh, that's true.
You've got your priorities.
Wouldn't want to be without that. Excellent answer, Jacqueline. Thank you. All right, one more. Jessica, she is contestant number three, and she is on line eight. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
All right, you're 29 years old. You've never had a real boyfriend. That's unusual. What's going on there?
Lesbian.
Never.
What?
For years, I've been selfish. I like traveling. I focus on school. Mm-hmm. I mean, concerts, you name it. And you don't meet quality men at concerts or at bars or anything like that. So I'm kind of ready for it.
All right.
Okay.
Yet she's trying to go with a guy to a concert.
That's right. You're going with a guy to a concert, though.
That is happening.
But this is before going to a concert, so.
Oh, you're not meeting him at the concert. You're meeting him before you go to the concert because you're going together. I got you.
All right, listen up. Here's your question.
A scientist comes to you and tells you that you can swap places with anyone in the world and live their life for 1 week. Whose shoes would you like to walk in, Jessica?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know.
Salma Hayek or Gwen Stefani. Do I have to choose between both, either one?
Yes, you must pick one.
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek. Why would you want to see what her life's like for a week?
Wow, she's gorgeous. She is, I mean, gosh, she's so smart.
You would stand there for 24 hours and just stare at yourself in the mirror.
You would. Plus, she's with Javier Bardem.
She's amazing. I mean, she's a great mom. She's a great person.
Yeah.
Good actress. Like,
take it easy.
You would have to wax your mustache, though.
Not in 24 hours.
She's got those.
She's got a week.
Oh, a week. Yeah. I'm sorry, 24.
She does have those. That's
yeah.
She does have those.
That's a good choice, I think.
All right, hold
okay.
on.
Okay, very good. So there you go. So that's Rachel, bachelorette number one, Jacqueline, bachelorette number two, and Jessica, bachelorette number three. Now Attila has the tough choice. By the way, I think all of them are too good for Attila, if I got to be honest here. I think the girls impressed me a lot more than the guy today, if you don't mind me saying so. But Attila, we did give you the chance to choose. So who's it going to be to San Francisco for the Outsidelands Festival?
Bachelorette number one.
Rachel!
Okay.
Right. Rachel.
She was very funny. Rachel?
She would wish for happiness if a genie gave her the chance.
Yep.
Congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you.
You win. Feel free to dump him when you get there.
Oh, come on!
As he is not a firecracker.
That's not nice. You up, and then you
go, go. Yesterday, Steve Jobs from the Apple company got up on stage and unveiled the new iPhone 4. We will talk about it with a tech expert coming up, and you can decide whether you want to get one or not.
There's glass on the back now, too.
Doofus.
Rob is here with the showbiz beat now. By the way, Apple, a company worth more than Microsoft now. So if that's what right, if that's what happens for being a doofus, right, I'm just saying okay, it's not too bad.
You win. It's all wonderful.
Get out your Apple vibrator, Bean. Just go to town. Have yourself a good time.
Wait, they have those?
Sure. Oh, this is good news. Katy Perry is giving me a reason to finally ever watch a Teen Choice Awards.
Is she hosting?
She is hosting and performing on the Teen Choice Awards 2010. Fox has just announced it will be airing August the 9th, and okay. She will be there. So will her boobs, they yes. say here. You know, she's got that... new album, Teenage Dream, coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do not, as a whole, like the poppy dance kind of vibe to music.
Right.
But I got her first record, the one with I Kissed a Girl on it.
Right.
And I'm telling you, track for track for track, it's just a really entertaining record. I really enjoy it. It's good summertime music when you're
like
driving around.
Teenage girls.
Yes.
If she was ugly, would you have bought the CD?
I think so, because she sounds cute. Even if she wasn't cute, if she had that sound, she certainly sounds cute. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas, that song? Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
So cute.
Yeah.
She's so cute. Anyway, I love her the
teenagers.
Most.
Teenagers.
I love her the most, and she's going to be on that show. They give out surfboards, you know. That's the award. You get a surfboard.
Yeah.
That seems awkward. That seems hard to put on the mantle. I would rather maybe something made of Lucite that has a nice stand that I can
carry it around
show
all night.
Off for people. I don't want to carry a surfboard off. That's not good for anyone. Okay, if I were to give you a guess, and I will. I'll give you a guess.
All right.
How many remakes / reboots are in the pipeline for Hollywood's movie and television industry that are set to go in the next couple years or so, ready for us to watch in the next couple of years?
Five.
In various states of production. How many would you guess? Remakes and reboots.
Six.
Well, I know the answer is too goddamn many. I know that much.
Would you think 75 is too many?
Oh, wow. That's a joke.
75.
Are you kidding?
I got the list here in my hand, right here.
75?
75 projects, reboots, and remakes are being developed as we speak to hit audiences within the next couple of years.
And this list comes out the same week that the A-Team movie is in theaters, right?
This is from denofgeek.com. I want to thank listener Paul for turning me on to it. It is unbelievable. Let me just read you off some titles, okay? Right. Alien, reboot. American Pie, reboot. Arthur, remake. Barbarella, remake. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, remake. The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, remake. The Black Hole, remake. Why the hole gotta be black?
That's my question.
Bourne, the Bourne Identity franchise, rebooted.
Rebooted?
Rebooted! I don't even remember those Bourne movies. It was so long ago. Reintroduce me to that character.
All three have been
They're
in the last...
They're going to do Born before he lost his memory. That's the reboot.
10 years.
Have all been in the last 10 years? I was going to say 6 or 7 years.
Cliffhanger, the Stallone movie.
Remade. Oh, yes. By the way, that's one of those that is so bad you have to watch
cheese-tastic.
It.
Cheese-tastic.
Yeah.
Conan the Barbarian. reboot. Creature of the Black Lagoon remake. The Crow remake. Daredevil remake.
Wow.
Death Wish. Drop Dead Fred. Dune. Endless Love. Escape from New York. Fantastic Four reboot.
Unbelievable.
Flash Gordon. Fletch. Footloose. Fright Night. FX Ghostbusters reboot. Gilligan's Island. Big screen movie.
Guys, listen to how long Ralph has been talking and realize he's only up to the G's. That's how many there are.
Gremlins, Highlander, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Howling, Jack Ryan reboot, Jurassic Park reboot, Mr. and Mrs. Smith reboot.
What?
And National Lampoon's Vacation, The Neverending Story, Pet Sematary, Planet of the Apes, Red Dawn, Porky's, RoboCop, The Shadow, Romancing the Stone, Short Circuit, Spider-Man, Spawn, Superman, wow. Spy Kids, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teen Wolf, The Thing, Tomb Raider, The Tourist, True Grit, Warriors, Westworld, Yellow Submarine, all in works. And I skipped over a bunch of them. There's 75 in this list.
What about Get Them to the Greek? Are they remaking that?
They're
rebooting
remake,
it?
They're going to have Justin Bieber play Aldous Snow in the beginnings of his career. F Hollywood.
So the answer is just, it's easier to sell something if people have even a passing familiarity with the title rather than introducing them to something new, right?
That would seem to be the wisdom of the day. However, talking to our buddy David Keckner yesterday, Anchorman 2 can't get lit. Can't get
Yeah, brand. Right. Yeah,
so where's the explanation there?
I don't even understand half of those. I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a really good movie, but it was like 7 years ago. Why do you need to redo it?
Because they're out.
It was 7 years ago.
They want to reboot it with a brand new couple that also has to live as a fictional married couple.
Oh, Brad and Angelina are too old and busted now?
I don't know how they do it at their age, really. All their stuff, they're dancing and everything like they did. It's ridiculous.
This might be a good time to say, if you write movies,
get out of the business.
Write some. Oh, no, get out of the business, right. Forget it.
Trust me, there's no shortage of original scripts out there. There's no shortage of original ideas.
They're writing them.
Just no one is buying them. That's why it sucks to be a screenwriter right now.
No kidding.
Unless you break through like J.J. Abrams did with a hit TV series, and then production companies will give you an overall deal where they would develop whatever you come up with, then you sort of have some clout. But if you're just a screenwriter and you're just trying to come up with an idea, I'm telling you, it's the hardest thing in the world right now to break through.
Seems rough.
You got to go home and write Gilligan's Island, the movie.
Yep.
That's how you get work.
So, although, Sharktopus, that's original.
That's original.
Right?
There you go.
That's new. Sharktopus! Coming this fall to a TV screen near you.
So you're bucking the trend in Hollywood by going out there and supporting creative original work, Ralph.
Once again, I am an outlaw. I play by my own rules. What are you laughing at, Kevin? Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Jerry Stiller is 83 years old today. Joan Rivers celebrates her 77th birthday. Creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams, is 53. Wait till I get my hands on him.
Oh, he's the best.
That whole Dilbert thing. Oh, where's the coffee in the break room? Oh, I'm out of staplers. F you. God damn, never funny once, that cartoon. Kenan Ivory Wayans is 52 years old today. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran is 48. Julianna Margulies was so good in this new series she's in called The Good Wife. She's 43. Kanye West is 33. And that's it.
Say it. Say it. Let me hear it.
Nope.
What about my girlfriend? Where's Access Hollywood's Maria Menounos?
If you can't behave, then you don't get it. You don't get
the
treat.
I'm going to be good.
No matter what he says, don't say it.
I'm going to be good. Trust me. Trust me.
Discount him.
All right. Trust me.
Maria Menounos is 32 years old today. You made yourself laugh at that one, didn't you?
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
I cannot wear pencil skirts. I cannot wear business suits. I cannot wear turtlenecks.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I guess what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start either signing my paychecks over to Apple or just having them direct deposited to Apple. Maybe I could just do that way since that's where all my money's going anyway. And it looks like I got to buy a new iPhone because the iPhone 4 was announced yesterday by Steve Jobs in San Francisco at the conference. One of the guys who will tell us all about this brand new product is Rich DeMuro. He is the editor of Tech Meme, and he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Rich, how are you, man?
Great, good to be here. Thanks.
Were you there in attendance at the WWDC yesterday?
I was not at attendance. I was actually working all day updating our website with the latest. But I did watch the whole thing and read everything about it. So
It's so funny because they managed to. Of course, they had a little bit of a hiccup this time around because that one got out a couple of months ago that the guy left in a bar. But in general, no one knows what's going to be announced until Steve Jobs is up there on the stage announcing it. And there were some surprises in the iPhone announcement yesterday. How about a quick overview, maybe, for people who didn't watch the news last night?
All right, so yeah, it's now called the iPhone 4. So it's like 25% thinner than the current iPhone.
Okay. It also adds in video editing, so you can now shoot HD video. Everyone has these little sort of HD flip cams. That's basically built into your video camera now. So if you want to take videos of your kids, edit them right from your phone, you can send them out to people via email. So that's kind of a neat feature. And other than that, the price is a pretty good price, $199. If you already have an iPhone, you're pretty much going to be able to upgrade for that price through the end of the year. So this phone.
Wait. So it's $199, but if I have an iPhone to upgrade, it's $199?
Yeah, that's what they've done. So what they're doing is AT&T is being a little generous.
What
so
if I don't have an iPhone, though?
$199. Well, how much is it if I don't have an iPhone?
It's $199.
Okay, what so if I do have an iPhone?
It's $199.
Okay, well, how's that?
I thought you were saying there was a deal for people already having an iPhone.
No, if you already have it, well, the deal is that you'd normally have to wait till your contract goes up to get the $199. So they're saying we're going to still give you the $199. Even if you have another year on your contract, you still get that the new customer price.
But I'm guessing you would have to sign up for a couple of extra years.
Right, and that's what the people are saying is that this means that there's probably a Verizon phone in the works for 2011 because AT&T wants to lock people in for another 2 years and say, hey, let's give you this phone, stay with us, you know, keep this. But we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. This phone is great the way it is. So.
Okay. I'm glad you brought up the AT&T thing because I know so many people that have iPhones, but they say, guys, frankly, I can't use it to make phone calls. And there are some places in this country, and I understand New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, those are the biggest areas where there's a lot of trouble with that service on the iPhone. But why is Apple so in love with restricting this product to just one phone company?
Because they make a lot of money doing that. AT&T has a great deal with them. They've been their partner for this long. They gave them the freedom from the beginning to do what they wanted with this phone. And, yeah, there's been some growing pains along the way. I mean, it does work great in certain places. I have friends in Dallas that say, hey, it's great. You know, here in L.A., sometimes it's tough. But, you know, it just depends where you are. It depends where you live and what your daily commute is, where you work, whether this works for you or not.
Isn't some of the issue, too, that if they're going to go to another phone company, they have to rebuild this phone completely?
Yeah, it's a different type of network that Verizon uses. So it's not like you can just take this phone and put it on Verizon's network. You would actually have to build new insides for this phone to make it run on their network. And to make it even more complicated, Verizon's coming out with a new network towards the end of this year, next year, that's going to be a whole different type of network. So right now,
that's
AT&T,
what we need. That's great.
That is good. That's good.
They're doing what's smart.
We need an extra layer of complication is always good.
There's a little bit of good news for the quality issue.
Yes.
If you have AT&T, they've actually built the phone. The antenna is actually the outside metal wrapping of this phone. So there's like a metal kind of bar that goes around the phone that holds it together, and they've made that the antenna, which is the biggest antenna probably on any phone you've seen. So hopefully that will help with the reception. We haven't had people have reports of trying this thing out in the wilderness yet, so once we do, we'll see. Maybe there's improved reception because of that.
Okay. All right. This is the voice of Rich DeMuro, by the way. He's the editor of TechMeme, techmeme.com, talking about the new iPhone 4 announced in San Francisco yesterday. A couple more questions about what's new for the iPhone 4. One is, I understand that they have taken some of the technology they developed for the iPad in terms of, say, the screen, for instance, the resolution, and now that will show up on this iPhone 4, and it looks better than any previous iPhone. Is that true?
Yeah, this looks better than probably any display you've ever seen on a phone. In fact, it is better than any display you've ever seen.
Is it high def?
It's high def in a way of they don't say it's high def, but the screen is actually I guess it is high def because it's a 960 by I guess it is high def, but they call it a Retina display. So what this is, this screen is actually sharper than what your human eye can see. That's how crazy this is.
Hmm. Wow.
So when you look at it, you see nothing?
Yeah, it's so clear, you just see zero.
All right, the other question that I have, and I heard this late in the day, is that there's a new feature on the iPhone 4, Rich, that is basically one-touch video conferencing, where I can hit a button if I want to talk to Kevin on the phone, and he and I, without anything fancy, without any kind of special download, are going to be able to see each other as we talk, like the old Dick Tracy watches in the comics.
Yeah, this feature is called FaceTime. I think this is going to be a killer app on this phone. So they've also added a camera on the front of this phone and on the back. So now you have two cameras, one that faces you, one that faces out. You can immediately press a button on your call while you're on the phone with someone.
Right.
And it'll instantly make this into a video call. So obviously the other person has to be on an iPhone 4.
or running the operating system that this has, you know, with the two cameras here.
How many times, they have a camera on both sides, how many times are people going to try and take a picture of someone else and get one of themselves?
you know what it sounds to me like, Rich, and that's unbelievable the way you've described it there, is, you know, we had our big concert, our big summer concert this weekend with Stone Temple Pilots and Hole and Sublime and everybody. If I had my iPhone and I was standing out in the audience, I could hold the phone up, it seems like, and couldn't I stream what I was looking at to somebody else who had an iPhone somewhere else in the world?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, wow. this opens up entirely new ways of communicating with people. I just think of the example of, you know, you're in the store, you're buying a new pair of shoes or like a shirt or something. You're like, hey, you know, does this look decent on me? You know, you can call your wife, show her what you're buying. She can call you, show her what she's buying. You can say, no, put that down. Yeah, it doesn't look good. Don't worry about it.
I don't say that to her. She says that to me.
Yeah, I'm not going home if he says that.
First of all. Hey, we're out of time, but Daniel would like to know, he's on the line, is it true that the internet charge is changing?
The internet charge for the phone, yes. Let's see now. It is, they're not changing the price you pay for the phone. What they're changing is how much data you get. So now you're going to get 2 gigs of data for the $30 a month rather than the unlimited, for the, you know, the same price. So they've made it so that they're, you know, it's not really a different charge every month, but it's a different amount of data you get. So it's no longer unlimited. Most people are using Wi-Fi, so, you know, for a lot of their data, if they're doing, you know, streaming Netflix or something.
Right.
So it's like what it used to be like in the cell phone, you know, the cell phone age a few years ago. You have to be aware of how much data you're using and how much it costs if you go over a certain level. That's basically what they're talking about.
Yeah, you kind of have to watch how much you're using. They've done a study, and they said, like, 96% of people won't go over that. Yes, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to complain about this and say, no, I really want my unlimited. But the fact is, you know, they have to run a business here, and they have to make it so that it works for everyone, and everyone sort of levels out. They can't make it so that, you know, everyone can stream all the time. That would kill the AT&T network.
Right.
All right, last question for you, Rich, and we appreciate your time here today. Please go to techmeme.com to read more about this and other products. When is it available, and how tough is it going to be to get? Is it going to be one of those deals that's going to sell out day one? We should start planning now to line up, or what's the deal?
Yeah, it's available June 24th, and I think that you're able to pre-order it as early as, I think you're able to pre-order it even today. I would say, pre-order start June 15th. Here we go. Pre-order June 15th. So not today. Don't go on there today. Just check it out on the website. But June 15th, you get the pre-order. It's the same thing with the iPad. You order it early. You save your space in line at the store. You go and you pick it up. But yes, I think we're going to see lines for this. I think this is the phone that a lot of people have been waiting to upgrade to. If they skip the last generation, you know, they're going on a phone that's 2 years old now.
Right.
So they definitely want to get their hands on this.
My grandparents have the same phone they've had since they were kids, by the way. It's interesting how the world has changed. TechMeme.com is the website. Rich DeMuro, editor, thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We got a voicemail set up just for you. It's called the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. Jimmy Kimmel gave it the name all those years ago, by the way, and it makes as much sense today as it did the day he laid it down for us, doesn't it?
Yeah, zero.
323-520-AFRO. That is the number you call us. We play it back on the radio. What's up today?
Hi. Have you heard the new Bill Hader song? I'm Shut Up Bean. Boo! Boo!
Okay.
You got to bring back booing.
Booing is good.
I like that.
It's very direct.
People hit on Lisa in many, many, many different ways.
All of them excellent.
This one especially.
Okay. I have the fear.
That work?
Very sexy.
Yum, yum, yum.
Very sexy.
This dude is about to lose it. Apparently, he saw a fat person with a handicap sticker.
Oh.
And that made him very, very angry.
All right, I've been stewing on this for a couple days. What gives you the right to park in the handicap spot with the handicap placard? Because you're fat? Because you're obese? Since when did being fat become a handicap? Being a diabetic isn't a handicap, you fat ass. Get out of the handicap spot or I'm writing your fat ass a ticket. That's it.
I like just random people deciding they're going to write tickets. I don't know how we can make it stick, but...
Isn't it possible to be fat and handicapped, though?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
You might recognize this song.
Let me go on like Miss Cleo in the sun. Let me go on. Big can
hands. I know you're the one.
I saw Miss Cleo at the Weenie Rose. This is Bean speaking, and I, you know, only see Miss Cleo a few times a year, and I forget how giant her boobs are. I mean, it's really, talk about being distracted by someone at work.
Yeah.
How do you guys get anything done down there?
We make her leave the room.
No, we don't. We bring her in the room. We have her motorboat.
Well, that's true.
We use them to our advantage. There's two videos of that online right now. One with Lisa doing it,
yep.
And another with intern Gaga doing it, and that's what the next call is about.
Oh, my God. Lisa motorboating Cleo, greatest half hour in radio ever.
All right, big boy.
it's the best video that's ever been put up at kevinandme.com. I know that.
Boobies.
There's that guy.
Those are the people we appeal to.
This guy has many questions.
Holy crap. Foul Master Kill is black and Lisa May is white.
That is shocking.
Everything that he knows is backwards. I don't want to play the whole tape because we're running late on time, but you know my history of being a great Grammy announcer?
Yes.
Right?
You know that...
Coming up,
Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number one. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number one. Send the number two.
All right, so we had like an hour of that.
This dude did the text-to-landline.
Oh, of all of that?
So you can text, and then a computerized voice will say whatever you text. Listen to this and how much work this dude put into it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I was searching the internet, and I actually found a file of someone else who was having trouble trying to announce the Grammys.
Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Raya. An unforgettable moment with Thor. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Ray. Wow. An unforgettable performance by Corinne Baylor. Boy, I sure can't say her name. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Ray. And on her. Coming up, Shakira and Wyclef John. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime. To vote for African Miranda, send the number one. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one.
Who spends that kind of time to mock you? That's awesome.
That is the best. 323-520-AFRO.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That is a great song from a band called The Temper Trap, by the way, who opened up the Weenie Roast this past weekend. And you ought to check out that album if you haven't gotten Condition yet. It's way, way good. Tonight on the TV, by the way, from Boston, it's Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Los Angeles versus the Boston Celtics. You know, that's a tough room to play, Kevin. But you talk about the Laker fans, and they're sometimes pretty crazy. They give the Lakers that big home court advantage.
Yep.
They got the same deal going on in Boston. But I don't think they have the celebrity quotient in Boston. I don't know who goes to those games, but it seems like the Lakers win when it comes to stars coming to the games.
Yeah, they don't have celebrities anywhere like they do here, of course. But, I mean, there are some that show up to, like Jack Nicholson, for example. He's at every Laker game at the beginning of the season. Like, if you're a Laker fan, you know.
Right.
Like, he's not a, hey, it's time to be seen guy. He's
right.
He's
there
hardcore.
Every single game he's there. Yeah.
Right. And I sense that Nicholson does that instead of working.
Yeah, I do too.
Part of the reason he doesn't do movies anymore is because he's always at the Lakers.
And other people like Dustin Hoffman are there a lot. Leonardo DiCaprio is there a lot. But, you know, I went to a playoff game one time and Arnold Schwarzenegger was sitting next to me.
Oh, that's got to be weird.
Right? So,
was he already the governor?
No, I don't think so. I think he was just a movie star at that point.
All right.
But he didn't know anything about basketball. Zero. And it was a playoff game.
Really?
And he brought his kid. And every whistle, he would say, what was that? And I would say, it's traveling.
What's... He was asking you?
Yeah. So at first I was like, hey, I'm talking to Arnold. This is the best thing ever.
Right.
And then by like the fourth whistle, I was like, will you shut the F up so I can watch the game? I mean, I didn't say that, but I wanted to. Every whistle, he would ask me what was that.
My God.
It was a foul. What, why? He hit him with his hand. Oh, and then he would turn to his kid. He hit him with his hand. That was a foul. What was that? It's just out of bounds. They're just bringing it out of bounds. Stop it.
Wow.
Oh, they brought it in from out of bounds.
You got the impression that his kid wanted to go, so he took him, but he didn't know anything about basketball.
Neither of them knew anything about. I mean, you know, at first it's such a novelty that you're talking to a huge movie star, but then you go, you know what, if you don't know anything about basketball, don't go to a playoff game.
Yeah.
Maybe go early in the season. You know what I mean? Like, because there are hardcore fans that can't get seats.
Right.
Of course.
And they don't need to be taken by your ass and knowing nothing. Zero.
I know more than he does.
What was
that? That's pathetic.
It's a timeout. How do I have to explain everything to you?
Wait, which color are our guys? Which uniforms are ours? So did you eventually shut him down, or did he pepper you the whole night?
He peppered me the whole night, and I was miserable. Like, I wanted to say, please shut up.
Yeah.
Eventually, the newness of it wore off. The movie star part wore off. I'm a right. basketball fan. I wanted to watch the game.
And now you're spending all your time yes. babysitting Arnold, right? Well, yeah. it's interesting, and I love when you tell that story because I know it has stuck in your mind all these years. But it's interesting to hear your take on it because you may not be aware, but the Kevin and Bean microphones were there, and we actually have the audio tape of the real conversation between you and Mr. Schwarzenegger. If you'd like us to play that back,
there were no microphones there.
Well, you tell me. Listen up.
Excuse me. You might have asked you a question about the game. Of course, given the Schwarzenegger's, I'm glad to have Spick help you. I don't understand why that was a penalty, but he, you know, blew the whistle and he couldn't continue on. It's traveling. You couldn't walk so many steps. You go to the basket. The ball was going to be bounced, basketball bouncing before you go further on a court. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. I didn't know you had brain damage. How dare you say that to me? I am not a damaged brain. I am a radio broadcaster. Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, you're on the radio. Yeah. Is it radio for deaf people? How do you live with yourself to be able to see things like that? I'm a voter. I'm a citizen of California. You know, my wife is very active in Special Olympics. Maybe we can get you in. Maybe you could, compete this year. I'm getting off now. I am getting up. I'm walking away from you with so much anger in me. Who are you? You're a guy. I don't know who you are.
How dare you?
That's more like it.
Give him the breathalyzer.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:53.
I don't know why Ralph hates True Love. I don't know why he can't see other people happy. I don't know why he's got to tear everybody else's romance down.
I hate delusion. That's what I hate.
All right. Coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, just after the top of the hour, I've been advised to not tell you what it is so that nobody can run in from the business office and stop it.
Just don't tease the tease.
But I want the listeners to know that they have to stick around. If they generally get out of their car after this showbiz report, I'm saying don't, because it's worth sticking around for, because it's awesome.
But you've already said now it's something that's going to make management uncomfortable.
No, it is not.
It's not at all.
He said he's going to get a call from the business office. He just said that.
Saying, great job, guys.
Oh, that call that we always
get. That's going to get so much of. You guys do good work.
We do get one or the other of those calls, usually when the phone rings. It's either great job or we have a problem with something. Oh, wait a minute. No, we never get the great job call.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe today's the day. But anyway, what I'm saying is stick around. I know you're tempted to turn your radio off once Ralph's done, because why listen to the Kevin and Bean Show if Ralph's not on it? I get that. I understand that. Today, I'm asking you to stay around, because it'll be worth it. Time now for the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
All right. Alanis Morissette is no longer a bitter single gal. Now she's a bitter married gal.
Oh.
She got married on May 22nd to a rapper whose name is Soul Eye.
Yeah. His name is not Soul Eye.
No.
It just isn't.
That's his name. Soul Eye. Did he do that Superman song?
S-O-U-L-E-Y-E. Nope. Soli. What's his real name?
His name is Soli.
That's not his real name. His
real name is Mario Treadway.
Okay.
All right, Soli's better.
Now you know why he changed it.
I'm on his MySpace page right now. He's got an upcoming date at the Oregon Country Fair.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
I don't know anything about Soul Eye. I just brought it up after you mentioned it.
Only Bean knows where to find Soul Eye's MySpace page. Oh, sweet Jesus. So they're married. Congratulations, everybody. This was an interesting anniversary. I read this piece in the paper today. I thought it was interesting that, you remember Liberace?
Sure.
This guy was a very flamboyant performer, made a big name for himself in the 50s and 60s, I guess. He used to play piano, basically. But he would come out in, like, feathers and mirror jackets and stuff. And for the longest time, he said he was straight.
Yeah. Right. Flamboyant is an understatement.
But
for
he became, like, the poster child for being a gay performer.
Right.
And then he died of AIDS.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All of that happened.
Well, in 1959, he sued a British newspaper columnist who wrote an article calling him, this is the quote that caught my eye, a fruit-flavored, mincing, ice-covered heap of mother love and a calculating candy floss.
Wow.
Liberace attorney sued him, saying the description implied his client could be a homosexual. The jury agreed and awarded Liberace £8,000 in the
really?
Suit. Yes, and now he's dead for maid. So you can write the moral of your own story about the free press right there.
Wow.
Remember in the movie, the great movie, Good Night and Good Luck? Remember that about CBS broadcasting in the 20th
century?
Yeah,
George Clooney, right?
Yeah. Remember, one of the bits that they did was they had that Edward Murray interview with Liberace. Remember, they recreated that famous interview for the 50s. So, when are you going to settle down? Why haven't you found the right woman yet?
Well, and he's like, dating many different women, but I just can't find the one I want to settle down with.
But maybe back in those days, it would kill your career if you were known to be gay.
Right, yeah. But everything else about him was screaming gay.
Everybody knew.
Right.
Just no one ever said it.
Right.
And some guy said it, and he got sued and lost.
How about that?
So that's kind of fun. All right. From the gay to the absolutely, absolutely heterosexual, Tom Cruise is getting a lot of attention for his performance on MTV's Movie Awards on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
How does he dance like that at his advanced age?
His age. He was dancing with Jennifer Lopez. And now, apparently, he's getting offers to do a musical. Tom Cruise in a movie musical. Apparently, they were so impressed by his dancing skills.
No!
Now Hollywood wants to put him in a musical and see him dance. Shake his groove thang.
Look, I know you guys mocked me, but it showed a whole different side. Besides the comedy that he's so good at playing that character from that movie, it showed a whole different range for Tom Cruise. Something you don't expect to see from him as the actor you think you know.
Stop it.
Very impressive.
We weren't saying you weren't impressed by his dance moves. We were shocked that you thought he was too old to dance.
Again, at his age to start dancing and to be able to dance that well on television with somebody as accomplished as Jennifer Lopez, that's impressive. That's
all
I was
saying.
Stop
doing what you're doing.
Katie Holmes says they dance all the time when they're at home.
Sure.
Yeah, because they got the perfect life. And speaking of advanced age, Harrison Ford says that he would like to reprise his role as Indiana Jones as early as next year to go into production with another feature film.
Well, he doesn't want to die.
Right? I mean, the hourglass is running out of grains of sand for this character.
Now, this will be Indiana Jones in space, right?
I don't know. Maybe he held on to the spaceship after they all took off, and now he's floating around out there. But Harrison is eager to reprise the role, and so he wants to do it while he can still do true stunts and then not have the movie rely on the power of special effects, he says.
Right.
And Glee star Matthew Morrison is hard at work on his debut solo album while the show's on summer hiatus. Matthew will be recording the album this month in London. He says it is a big swinging orchestra dance heavy album, a cross between Michael Bublé and Justin Timberlake.
Huh. Boy, does that sound horrible.
So we look forward to hearing them. By the way, the season finale of Glee is tonight.
Yeah.
So.
How many people were you saying have record deals in that cast? Wasn't it like 5 or 6?
Yeah, I know.
Really crazy.
He does, Lea Michele does, and a couple others as well. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what am I asking you? Bean, how many of the cast have?
And the 4 have been signed. 1 is pending. Their lawyer has to look it over. And then 1 has to be notarized. But I've heard from the notary public. He's in his car on the way over to the place to pick it up. And I believe he should have all the documents filed by the end of business today.
I am GPS tracking his agent. I'll get back to you on that.
I like to stay current.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, before I have a minute.
Sure.
I just want to give you a real heads up. Today's Tuesday, which means new release day. So we got new CDs and DVDs. You might want to check it out. White Crosses by Against Me is available today. If you want to pick that up.
That's a good album.
Yeah. Speaking of Glee, the EP that's called Journey to Regionals, which is music from tonight's episode. You can pick that up today.
Wait, they're releasing a new Glee album every week now for that week's episode?
It's a whole album?
It's an EP dedicated to the music of tonight's episode.
Okay.
Journey to Regionals, it's called.
All right.
Bionic by Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
Check that out. Ooh. The Twilight Saga Eclipse soundtrack featuring Muse and Vampire Weekend and a bunch of other bands. That's available today as well. On DVD, Shutter Island, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, which freaked me out.
I love that.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
And From Paris with Love with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and John Travolta. You can check that out as well. John Travolta plays an outlaw. Like CIA agent, plays by his own rules.
Nope.
Shaves his head. It's very exciting. Today's celebrity birthdays. Maria Menounos is 32 years old today.
Look at how hot she is. Isn't that crazy?
Kanye West celebrates his 33rd birthday. Juliana Margulies is 43. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran
is 48. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 52. Joan Rivers is 77. And comedian Jerry Stiller, father of Ben Stiller, is 83 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. All right, we need to do this real fast because otherwise the management will run in and thank us for thinking outside the box. And
right.
We don't want that.
Right.
God forbid we do anything experimental. The email begins, "Hey, Kevin and Bean, my name is Eric." Yeah, Eric, I'm a big fan of the show. Thanks for ruining my life. Hello. File. Ding. So we know what he's talking about there. I've had a very productive summer, spending the whole day looking at Tosh.0 videos, which is one of our favorite shows on Comedy Central, by the way. And I came across something Daniel was talking about called the Cinnamon Challenge. Have you heard about this? There's videos all over YouTube. Supposedly, it is impossible to swallow a tablespoon of cinnamon without throwing up. Do you have the video of Tosh trying to do that?
I do.
I'm about to do the Cinnamon Challenge.
These are not sounds you want to hear.
That sounds
so. Okay, that is not sexy. Eric goes on. I think you know where I'm going with this. Beer mug needs to do it.
That's
just
what I'm
attack
talking.
It without warning. Don't let the lawyers find out because they always step in and stop you. Just do, hey, it's Ralph Showbiz Beat, and here's Beer Mug, and he's going to rape the Cinnamon Challenge. Yeah. So, Eric, great idea. That's exactly what we're going to do because Beer Mug happens to be here today.
Eating challenges are the name of his game. He has never won one. He is super lame. He's Beer. Beats or hot dogs, you know he'll never quit. K-Rock's Kevin even made him taste for sh**. He's Beer Mug. What's he gonna chug?
All right, you can go to kevinamine.com and you can see a wide assortment of Cinnamon Challenge videos, including the Daniel Tosh one. You can see some people who are failing spectacularly. There's even one woman on there, by the way, who I think came up with a great approach. Now, and she succeeded. Muggs, have you had a chance to look at any of these videos and research for the Cinnamon Challenge yourself?
I did. She, the lady you were talking about, she actually put the cinnamon in her mouth and held it there for a while.
Okay.
I think
okay.
did under like a couple minutes, and she just kind of let it slowly dissolve.
This one doesn't
in her mouth.
Seem impossible.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
But I do have a bukkake shield because I don't want because Muggs is just gonna, and then I don't want to be covered. I can.
That's what we're afraid of.
Right.
Lisa, what did you hear? You had an interesting theory when we brought this up off the air about why cinnamon is so difficult to eat.
Well, I don't think it absorbs water easily. It's very fine, powdery substance. So when you put it in, it actually probably starts to choke you.
But it's just a tablespoon.
But you can't get it wet.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right. So is there, is there an official time limit that we're going to put on Beer Mug? How long he has to try to swallow
I think we'll go with a minute.
We could give him a year and it wouldn't work.
Well, thanks, Lisa.
Sorry, Beer
Mug. Mug is a fail when it comes to all eating challenges. He's never succeeded one time before, but this looks like one
like
I think
lot.
He's got a chance.
Go ahead and flatten it out. You don't need to add any to it. There you go. Okay. All right. He's got a tablespoonful of cinnamon.
All right, Mug, any last words?
If I die today, just tell everybody that I love them, and Lightning, you can have my car.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Good enough.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Good luck.
All right, he put the whole thing in his mouth all at once.
It really is a lot of cinnamon when you see it measured out.
Now he's got a mouthful of cinnamon.
Because usually you would just use a few sprinkles here or there to flavor.
No reversals.
Bean, I got news for you. It's already not going well.
No reversals.
Really?
You still have 50 seconds.
No reversal. Wait. No vomiting.
There's a puff of cinnamon.
There's a cloud in the studio now. His eyes are watering. He's shaking his head no.
Again, you go to kevinme.com to see videos of others who have tried, and Lightning is in the studio filming this, and we'll put this one up later today.
No reversals. You got 30 seconds. It's not going to count if you blow it all out like you're smoking.
Cinnamon. It's like smoke coming out of his mouth.
Let's maybe not ask Mug so many questions right now.
I'm not asking him anything.
He's trying
to
hold it.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Are you swallowing? He can't.
Are you swallowing any of it? No.
No way.
Not swallowing any. Oh, no. Nope.
Oh, no. No reversals.
Don't. Go to the trash can if you're going to do that because. Go to the trash can.
Oh, that was over there.
It looks like we're going to get a reversal. Oh, no. We've got vomit.
Oh,
That's not how we wanted that to end.
It can't be done.
Oh. This much vomit hasn't been seen outside of Germany in decades.
Oh, the cinnamon challenge.
Let's
so
not pretend we didn't think that was going to happen.
Come
over
the microphone.
I hoped he wouldn't vomit.
Why
though?
Is it so hard?
Because it's just so dry.
Yeah.
Right? It's just so dry, and there's no way you could swallow it. And
that's what she said.
If you try to breathe, right. If you try to breathe, it just gets in your nasal cavities. And,
So it was tasty? You enjoyed it?
Not at all.
You want to try to get right now?
No.
No.
K Rock is KROQ. It is 9:39.
Ralph Garman joins us in studio for a final look at the showbiz beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean show. What you talking about, Ralph?
Why does this microphone smell like cinnamon?
Long story.
All right.
Not cinnamon.
Can we get the cinnamon scented vomit out of the sink in the restroom in the hallway?
Yeah. Beer mug.
Can we get to work on that?
It's in the sink.
It's all over the place in the bathroom.
It's like a dark brown caked spit up rimming
but wait,
the sink. All you gotta do is take a towel or something and just wipe it down after you're done using it.
I had to come back to run the board, Rob.
But there's a toilet in there. Why would you go for the sink?
Better video for lightning.
Well, it's all that matters, Lisa.
Wow. Didn't we specifically say no reversals?
We did.
Come on.
But
pay attention, Mug.
I don't think he had the option.
So much.
Poor Robert Pattinson.
What now?
It's hard being him, Lisa. Aww. You don't know. You know,
that poor guy.
He's getting bothered everywhere he goes. He can't even work in peace. Apparently, he was on the set of his new film, Water for Elephants.
Okay.
When a 16-year-old fan was arrested for hiding in the bushes trying to take pictures of him.
Okay.
Poor 16-year-old kid. Apparently, the police took her away. They decided not to handcuff her, and she was released later with just a stern warning.
What are you going to do? She's a kid.
Prison.
You saw the MTV Movie Awards Sunday night.
Unfortunately,
I know you regret it.
I did.
I know you regret it. Kristen Stewart, have you ever seen anyone more miserable to be anywhere than Kristen Stewart was at that show?
It's
always the case.
I cannot solve the riddle of her. I don't know
what's going on
with that. But she... She's in the wrong
profession. She absolutely is. She's poorly equipped in every way to be an actress because, A, she's terrible at it. B, she doesn't seem to want to do it.
And they won for Best Kiss, and then she's like, I guess we should kiss, but... It's all smoke and mirrors, what we do in the movies. This isn't real. And Rob Pratt's like, yeah, we don't really. And then they pretended like they didn't know how to kiss and they were bumping into each other.
So
it was
awkward.
Hideous. It was like the worst sketch of any high school talent show you've ever seen.
At the very least, understand. Okay, your acting is going fine, but you're not good at being on an award show, so don't go
don't
on.
Don't do it, yeah.
Just
and
don't
you
do
hate it,
it yeah.
apparently.
Yeah.
Inexplicable.
Yeah.
And yet, the beat goes on. Nick Jonas. A Star Magazine, in Star Magazine, they're reporting that he is seeing two women at the same time.
Doesn't he have that ring of I'm not having sex, whatever that is?
Yes.
Chastity ring.
Yeah. He is seeing Nicole Anderson, who is his co-star in the TV series Jonas. And that's in L.A. When he's here in L.A. filming that, he dates her. And when he's in New York, he is seeing a contestant from So You Think You Can Dance named Courtney Galliano. And he's two-timing them both. He is withholding sex from both of those women.
Wow.
And I think that is just unfair, and I think that should be rectified, so both you girls come on over here.
You better be not having sex with her, too.
You're not cheating on me with someone else. How can I trust you when you're over there not having sex with another girl behind my back?
He could date everyone, couldn't he?
He really
could. That was the case.
It's called being friends with lots of people.
Yeah, it's also called being... Shia LaBeouf and Carey Mulligan apparently are getting very serious. Co-stars of the upcoming Wall Street 2. You may have seen Carey Mulligan in An Education. She was brilliant in that film. Carey took him home to meet her parents in London.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Shia made an excellent impression on mom and dad. He gave mom a Hermes scarf.
Oh, that's nice.
This is a very high-end thing. Gave dad an iPad.
Bribing him right up front.
Yeah.
I like it.
They all sat down for dinner. Unfortunately, was ruined when a giant truck came by and turned into a robot.
Doesn't Shia seem like a genuinely good dude?
By all accounts, he
does.
Is.
Yeah.
He's a swell dude. You know, we co-starred together in Eagle Eye, that film Eagle Eye that he made.
I remember...
You were in Eagle Eye?
Yes, we shared the screen.
I don't remember you as much.
Well, you must not have seen the scene where he and Michelle Monaghan were in their car listening to the radio.
Oh, you were the announcer.
I was the I was the broadcaster, the news broadcaster they were listening to while they were in the car.
So you weren't actually on the screen with them.
My voice certainly was. Yes. He was certainly listening to me intently.
Right,
but, before he turned me off.
But the video is like of the radio, do. Right? Not you.
Well, you can hear me coming out of the radio.
I know, I'm just saying.
Well, who's the guy on the radio? Me? Who's the guy in the car? Shia LaBeouf. Who co-starred together? Me and Shia LaBeouf.
All right. Seems like a stretch, but okay.
So didn't the guy who worked on the assembly line to build the car, isn't he in the scene as much as you are with Shia LaBeouf?
I don't think so.
The car was in the scene.
The car is in the scene that he built.
Is he working on the car while Shia's driving it? No. Blow me, shut up.
What was your newscaster talking about?
It wasn't a line. It was a paragraph. I was telling about the horrible situation that was happening somewhere.
You got a lot of details.
It was very concerning to everyone involved. I don't know. Check it out. Eagle Eye. Check it out. Listen, I'll bring it in.
Bring it in.
Don't make me bring it in, because I'll do it. I'll bring it in.
Bring it.
And you'll hear me.
Bring it.
And you hear Charlie Buck going, he turned it on the radio. That was his part of the conversation.
So he's probably doing that right now if he's listening.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
Sylvester Stallone likes to be sure about everything he purchases, according to Star Magazine. He was recently in Petco to buy a new dog bed for his dogs, and he would lay them out on the floor and lay down on them to see if they were comfortable.
No, that didn't happen.
That's what they say here.
That didn't happen.
In Star Magazine. He was literally crawling into the pet beds to make sure they were comfortable enough for his dogs, because his dogs get only the best.
That didn't happen.
It happened. It was Lisa May, it would have happened.
Yeah, it does happen.
You do that too?
Of course.
You lay down on the bed?
Absolutely.
You try out the dog beds?
Don't you?
No.
No.
You know why? They're dogs. They'll like anything.
My dogs are a little older. They need some cushy beds.
Right, but you can look at them and feel them with your hand. You don't have to lay in them.
It's better if you lay in them. Don't you do that on your mattress? You can't just buy a mattress.
Yes, but I'm a human being!
I'm just saying.
Lisa's got Tempur-Pedic dog beds in her house. She's cutting the mattresses open, looking for bed bugs.
For the green stuff. And
after 8 years, you have to get rid of it, or it's free!
I don't think that's how it goes, but...
Oh.
I'm sure how it works. She has that sleep number bed, so it can make it softer in one night.
That's the best.
Harder the next.
And this is an odd story. Kevin, I know you'll hate it, because it's about an old dude, but... Yeah. There used to be the biggest movie star in America at one time in America's
history. I just don't care at all.
Can I even get to the meat of the story?
Oh, sorry.
His name was Clark Gable, Kevin. He starred in such films as Gone with the Wind, Run
Silent,
Run
Deep. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I'm just saying, he was a big movie star at one time, but now you wouldn't think so much, right?
Right.
There's a problem at his gravesite.
What?
At Forest Lawn Cemetery here in Los Angeles. Apparently, they keep going back to his grave and they find lipstick kisses all over his headstone.
Really?
Is that code?
No. Some heavily made-up fan is going and making out with his headstone. They're kissing it, leaving lipstick prints all over it. So they clean it all up and they come back and then there's more lipstick all over it.
It's got to be one crazy person, right?
So now John Gable, Clark's son, is asking security to put around-the-clock detail so they can keep the headstone from being vandalized with lip prints.
That's dumb.
Isn't he? He's buried over there by Michael Jackson, too, isn't he? Aren't they very, very close to each other?
I haven't looked at the map of Forest Lawn lately, so I haven't memorized
how many feet?
Where the celebrities are buried in conjunction with each other. I
need some context.
How many feet away are they?
That's a horrible question. What difference could that possibly make?
When I drive into Forest Lawn, do I take a left or a right?
Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven. Man. Give me some of that cinnamon. I just want to overdose
kill yourself
right now.
With it.
Yeah, I'm going to just OD on cinnamon. Today's celebrity birthday is Jerry Stiller. Very talented comedian and actor in his own right, but he's probably also well known as Ben Stiller's dad. He's 83 years old today. 77 years old is Joan Rivers. Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams. Oh, don't get me started on Dilbert. I'm going to start coming in. I'm going to start reading you the funnies.
They're not funny.
That's what I'm going to prove.
They're never funny.
He's 53. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 52. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran is 48. Juliana Margulies from the Good Wife TV series on CBS, she is 43. Kanye West is 33 years old today. And TV host Maria Menounos.
My wiener's going crazy and it won't stop.
celebrates her 32nd birthday.
I have a Twitter relationship
with
her.
We have a Twitter relationship. She tweets me, I tweet her.
We have a relationship.
I lock myself in the restroom and I tweet myself.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program for you. We are going to talk basketball. We're going to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about the NHL. We're going to talk about the World Cup. Ralph, very excited.
Nope.
Very excited about that.
No, thank you.
We also are going to tell you about the one-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. We're having a big...
It's been a year already?
Yeah.
Wow. Fast approaching, yeah, this month.
Big celebration that has nothing to do with him or his family or anything having to do with him. I don't know how they're doing it, but... So we'll tell you about that. We've got your Glee cap tomorrow.
Glee cap.
Because Omar loves that show.
He does.
And
He'll love this one more than any of them.
We have a new Kevin and Bean wake-up call, the Mile High Music Fest this time, which is Weezer and Dave Matthews and Jack Johnson.
Let me tell you about that. The guys at Axe understand it's important to pay attention, Kevin, to the details when it comes to dating. That's why they came up with Axe Rise Morning Shower Gel so you can wake up and stay alert. And, yeah, tomorrow we're sending you to Denver to see Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews, Weezer, Cypress Hill. I mean, it's 2 days, dozens of Axe, and we'll give it away to a lucky Kevin and Bean couple tomorrow.
Dozens of Axe. See how he does
it?
How does he do
from
it?
From Axe.
How does he do it?
Oh.
Also, you smuggled things in your ass.
I
don't know if you saw this. Well, first of all, get him to the Greek. Jonah Hill.
Yes.
He has to put heroin
there. He puts
them
in his ass? He puts all the snow in his ass to get him to the Greek?
No, but he has to put a little baggie of heroin up there for him to get on the plane. Yeah.
He's a mule.
And there's a story, a bizarre story, where a dude was getting arrested. He was going to jail, and he had like a comb and weed.
Well, you need your comb.
And, you know, like cocaine, and he had like a, I don't know, a cake. I don't know. He had 100 things up there. And it just kept coming out like...
That's impressive.
Like one of those clown cars. Yeah. How do you get all that in there?
Juicer. They found that up there.
So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, one more thing before we get out of here and make way for Cat Corbett, and that is Sublime is coming to town with Rome. We got a pair of tickets for you to go see them with the Dirty Heads. How's that for a bill? Pacific Amphitheater on July 31st. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m., or you can win them right now by calling the world-famous K-Rock at 1-800-520-1067. Sublime and the Dirty Heads on the same bill. Caller 20, you win.
Hey, Bean, hang on 1 second. Let me just play a little audio.
Boston leading by 7. Laker ball when we come back.
There you go.
My N-word.
How about some Green Day? Also, the new one from Broken Bells, Offspring, Amberlin, Social D, and more. Straight ahead right after this with Cat Corbett on camera.